Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on the face of this very planet. It is my delight and pleasure to welcome each and every one of you on this very day. Today is Monday, the 16th of February in the year of our Lord 2015, with the time now here standing at approximately 5 minutes past 7 p.m. in the evening in London, the same number of minutes past 8 p.m. in my beloved country, the country of my fathers, of my great-grandfathers, the land of my ancestors, the land of my progenitors that Chukwu Abiama bequeathed to his children for their habitation forever and ever. The time in that very place is exactly right this moment, 6 minutes past 8 p.m. in the evening. It does not matter where you are. Therefore, Radio Biafra live broadcast does not recognize the differences between the various time zones of the world. Therefore, if the time where you are is round about 6.5 minutes past the top of the hour, you are listening to us live and direct. We are live this very evening to the rest of humanity. Because for goodness sake, we are Radio Biafra. Not any other shambolic, useless, pathetic and wretched, informant infested broadcasting outfit. This is Radio Biafra. Therefore, this is the only place we say good morning, good afternoon, good evening and good night to some of you. We have people listening right across this planet and behold, at last, genuine hardcore Biafrans, secret listeners are coming out and they are supporting us in more ways than one. Our dear brother who traveled from the Netherlands and went back home, he rang me yesterday and said I must send somebody to him. I sent somebody to this very brother today and lo and behold, I cannot put it into words what he did. I cannot put it into words. But with such people, the ones that called me yesterday, the ones that called me this afternoon, including our veteran who is a retired lieutenant captain, all of you, wherever you are, I thank you from the bottom of my heart for your help, for your assistance, for your financial support, for our brothers, there are about three of them this very week. Immense financial support, immense, I said. Immense financial support. What this very brother from the Netherlands who traveled back home contributed, the whole of Europe has not contributed in about a year. There are those of them who are real and genuine. They were just waiting and saying, we wanted to see if you are consistent or not. Now we realize how consistent IPOB is. From now onwards, you can count on our support. I couldn't believe it. I said, are you doing this because you want my hope that has been lost on a lot of you to be restored. The hopelessness that has become the Igbo race. Do you want me to give them a chance? Is that why you're doing this? He said, no, because your gospel is consistent. Because Radio Biafra do not change. And that is a lesson for everybody this evening. Do not change. As long as if you're a liar and a deceiver, you can change and embrace the truth. But once you have embarked upon the truth, you don't alter it. You do not change. You remain consistent, always truthful. I can tell you that being truthful is far more rewarding than lying. Is far more rewarding than lies. People have now come up to say, we recognize what Radio Biafra IPOB stands for. We acknowledge the work that you people are doing to restore Biafra, not just to restore Biafra, but in truth and honesty. In recognition of that very fact, you have my support. I just don't say it. Send somebody to me and you will see what I will do. And I sent our dear brother to him today. My goodness me, was he shocked or not? This is Radio Biafra. The work that heaven asked us to come to do must continue. We must accomplish it. Everything we've been asked to do, we must do it. Because Chukwu Abiam is in heaven watching. You can't send us to come out to work to restore your holy name, to bring back your children to you, and then you abandon us. Chukwu Abiam doesn't operate that way. Anything that he says must be accomplished. Instead of his words not to happen, heaven and earth will come to pass. That is why I have every... People don't understand. I have absolute, unshakable belief in the coming of Biafra for the second time. In our lifetime. Not after we are gone, but right now, this very minute, this very time, in our own period. Why do we make all these proclamations? Because we want to offer praise to Chukwu Abiam. We will look up to heaven and say to heaven, we brought back your children to you. Nobody can say that. We have not just come to restore Biafra as a political entity. We have come to take back the children of God back to God himself. There are no other people who can do this apart from us. Therefore, Biafra is much more than the restoration of a country. Biafra is indeed about the coming down from heaven of God's own kingdom upon the face of this very earth. That is what Biafra represents. I know so. Even heaven itself knows so as well. And those that believe in this very gospel in truth and honesty, they understand that. People are calling every day, we want to join. We are too much. I don't want us to be too many. Because if there are too many of us, then the glory will not be much. I want every glory to go to Chukwu Abiam in heaven and upon the face of this earth to his children in IPOB that worked tirelessly hard to ensure that Biafra existed in our time. We are here to preach this very gospel, which we do every blessed day. And I must thank my deputy chairman for the very wonderful and sterling work he did in the morning. And we must continue to come to you every blessed day, unless I am traveling, unless I am shackled by the limitations of the debilitating, non-existent infrastructure in the damnable zoological republic, by which I mean the absence of credible network or dependable one with which to push our signals to London. That was why our brother Nyobuchi, who happens to be the UK coordinator, came on yesterday to remind humanity that we have to do all we can to make sure we bypass the zoo to take this very message of redemption and hope, not confined to the people of Biafra, but to the rest of humanity, to the entirety of humanity. Right now, in Enugu, people are listening on CHK 97.6, all the way from Agbo to parts of Warri, getting into Asaba. People are listening to CHK 97.6 in parts of Onitsha, in Okuso. We are also reporting this day in Nkwere, in places like Kolum. Going inside Mbano, people are listening to Radio Biafra via CHK 97.6. If you come to Aba, of course, people are listening. Outskirts of Umuahia, people are listening to Radio Biafra. If you come to Wode West, people are listening to us. That this very second, this very minute. We are on satellite, which means anybody in the rest of Africa can receive Radio Biafra via their satellite decoder. Dasat, Eutelsat, Arab Satellite, Amos 5. The reason why I recount all these names is to tell you how big we are. We are not small. People think we are. No, we are not. We are awesome. Because we are formidable. Very, very formidable. Heaven is our witness. We are on 7 satellites orbiting this very planet as we speak. They are carrying my voice to the rest of humanity right at this very second. To the ends of the earth. Radio Biafra is also online. If you're fortunate enough to have been logged in via www.radiobiafra.co, if you have joined us via www.ipob.org. IPOB is signifying Indigenous People of Biafra.org. You are welcome. This is where you belong. We don't pet people. We don't massage your ego. We don't make life far more easier for you than it should be. We are known for one thing here. If you come here, you must be prepared to swallow the truth. You must be prepared to accept the very painful fact that we are very useless. And because of that, we are seeking to change. We are the only people to have recognized our limitations and doing something very positive in that very regard. To ensure that we change, to ensure that we turn a new leaf, to ensure that we embrace the truth, that to ensure also that we embrace righteousness, which Chukwu Abiama in heaven represents through the dissemination of this very gospel, which will not only set his children free, but will usher in his coming down upon the face of this very earth. And this is Radio Biafra. Therefore, we must offer praise to the same Chukwu Abiama we call upon all the time for his kindness, for his mercy, for his love, for his abiding grace in our lives, for giving us the strength, the power, and the fortitude to continue to preach his gospel, that we consider it a unique privilege that Chukwu Abiama in heaven shall deem us necessary and fit to propagate this very gospel, to carry his banner of righteousness and grace into the battle, into the territories of the enemies, that his children may become free as a result of it. That is why we are here. And that is why we offer every praise unremittingly, every adoration, every honor, everything that we have into the domain, into the care, into the acceptance of the Lord of hosts, Chukwu Abiama, who resides in heaven and watches over us. Because Biafra will always remain his inheritance and we his children. That is why we are here. Every honor and praise must go to Chukwu Abiama and not to man. Because only him is worthy of praise. Every other thing is idolatry. If you are not worshipping Chukwu Abiama and Chukwu Abiama alone, you are an idol worshipper. Go to the book of Exodus chapter 20, verse 1. The Ten Commandments, it is there, staring at you in the face. You don't worship anything else except the one true living God. Not two, not three, not four. Never. He went on to say that he's jealous. I am a jealous God. If you understand the English language and the meaning of jealousy, it means do not share my glory with anything or anybody. His words never changes. Never, ever changes. That is why I don't believe in all the rubbish that the white man brought to me. Never, ever. I am grateful to Chukwu Abiama for making me to see the light. When he said don't worship anything else, you just don't. You worship him because he's God. This very day, as always, we shall proceed to present our news headlines and accompanying summary. Before I do so, I must, of course, as protocol dictates, introduce myself. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I am the leader of the indigenous people of Biafra, right across the face of this very planet, the commander of all her loyal forces, and by the very special grace of heaven, not only the director of Radio Biafra, but also a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. It is a unique honor and privilege to serve the great people of Biafra. And by the very work that we do here, and by your effort, this very greatness will be acknowledged by humanity in not too distant future. because Biafra must come. Well, we will all be dead anyway. I welcome you. As soon as the very eminent and accomplished barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Memes, is able to join me, I will bring the barrister to you. But in the interim, I must go on to remind you once again that we are live, we are direct, therefore our lines will open following the conclusion of our presentation of our news this very evening. At that very point in time, I will invite you to place your calls through this very platform being listened to by every head of government around the world, by every agency that wants to understand the thinking of the Biafran people and the collapsible, damnable zoological republic, what obtains inside it. They are all listening. When our lines open, you will call +44 208 133 9976. I repeat, 0044 208 133 9976. We are also on +44 78 313 08376. I repeat, 0044 78 313 08376. The same number I've just mentioned now makes it possible for us to be gotten hold of on Tango and also on Viber. On the same line, you will also be able to get us on WhatsApp, which is +44 78 313 08376. There is an inquiry line as well in Biafra land, of which the officers and staff of the indigenous people of Biafra, they man it. If you have any help, any suggestions, any ideas, any views you wish to bring to our attention, may I please direct you to call if you are in the zoological republic, which they call Nigeria. Is zoological republic is a place full of animals, which is what the zoo Nigeria is. The number to call is 090-907-76589. I repeat, 090-907-76589. If you're calling from outside, like those of you from the UK, the number to call is +234-909-077-6589. If you call that number, one of the principal officers of Biafra will answer in Biafra land. Any query, any outstanding question you have will be answered and addressed judiciously. This is Radio Biafra. I will continue to wait for the barrister. As soon as he's able to join me, I shall welcome him to join us, please. He is a working barrister. Sometimes he goes to court. Sometimes he runs a bit late. And all the time, we need to understand and accommodate him. This is Radio Biafra. I will, at this material point in time, proceed to present our news headlines and accompanying news summary. However, I must remind our dear brother who came into United Kingdom all the way from Italy and wanted to behold the Biafran family that is here. I have made contact with him. I will send his details to our coordinator here in the UK, Onyebuchi, and also to Festus Anekwe, who happens to be the London coordinator, to make this very brother most welcome. I love what he did. People are inquiring all over the world from Gabon. Everywhere there is mankind, Biafrans are wanting to identify with themselves. That is what we do here. If you go and belong to a Biafran family, we must make you feel welcome, because we are running what amounts to a nation and a family. We are one before heaven and before the laws of man on this very earth. I will now welcome the barrister who has graciously joined me. Barrister Mames, if you can hear me, I will ask you to please proceed to acknowledge the very revitalizing, energetic, and very effervescent presence of the wonderful people of Biafra right across this planet, please, if you may.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening, Barrister.
My fellow Biafrans, wherever you are, east, west, north, or south, we are on again, our PM edition, which we cannot even afford to miss, not to talk to you. We greet you, those who are still coming in to join us, those who are waking up, those who are residing wherever they are, using their devices, listening to Radio Biafra. We thank you for your listenership. We thank you for all your contributions you've made to us and also for you, because Biafra is for everybody, regardless of your age, your gender. Biafra is for the people of Biafra. We have suffered immensely. It's about time for us to liberate, extricate ourselves from the clutches of damnable Nigeria that has expired since 2013. This year is our year of reconciliation within ourselves, within the Afrans, men, women, young and old. We talk to you on a daily basis. The reason why we do this is because our people have gone astray. It's about time to bring all of you together. It's about time to recognize that we are created by Chukwu Abiyama. It's about time we know that we've been fooling ourselves all these years, worshipping what is not required of us, and thinking that we are doing the best for ourselves. No. If we have been doing the best for ourselves, we would have gone back home where we belong to. But we're serving foreign gods in the name of Christianity. All of us should come back home. All of us should be meaningful to ourselves and being honest and truthful to ourselves. We cannot carry on staying abroad thinking that it's okay. What about those at home? What about the poor families who are walking around selling biscuits and bananas in order to make ends? This is not right for our generation. This is not right for the Afrans. All of you should think about how you fare when you get to your homeland. It's about time all of us congregate. We should converge and pool these particular efforts and come back home. Biafra must stand. Pray that you're one of those who will be amongst the people that brought about the restoration of Biafra. Here we are not playing. We are making all efforts to restore Biafra and be counted. Do not look away, because time will come when all of you will be asked, give account of what you've done for Biafra during the period of restoration. We won't have excuses. We will not listen to any clarification. We will not take in any kind of, I wish. It's the time. Do not say you're not being told. We've been hammering on this on a daily basis. It takes a man to realize his position, and it takes a woman to understand what her position is. Good evening to all of you. Director, I hand this back to you, and I wait for the news. Thank you.
Thank you very much, the voice of the very eminent barrister. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. I'm sure that barrister, having welcomed each and every one of you, you have also welcomed your friends. You have also welcomed your neighbors. You have spoken to them about this very effort we are making. You have also informed them that we don't know who Uwazurike is, that this is IPOB. I am very, very upset and angered each time people try to link what we are doing, this very divine effort, with the work of Satan and darkness. Light and darkness have no relationship in any way, shape, or form. We are not, I repeat, we are not in any way, shape, or form affiliated, neither do we know, neither do we wish to become part of a very devilish, inconsistent, inconsequential, compromised entity, as Raphael Uwazurike represents. I am not a peace ambassador of Nigeria. We are incorruptible, which means we don't know corruption and can never ever know corruption. We are beyond being corrupted. It is impossible. Instead of me to turn around and serve the zoo, I will drink poison and die. That is why I remind anybody willing or wishing to listen that I am not an Igbo man. I am a Biafran. Which means that I would rather die in battle than to compromise this very thing that I believe in. Impossible. When we say we are whiter than white and whiter than snow, it means we don't hide anything from people. A brother called me yesterday and today gave us a very substantial amount of money in Lagos. I mean substantial, I'm not talking about peanuts. Substantial amount of money he gave us. Not nonsense, not because we have nothing to hide. I have to announce it to the whole world. Being truthful is far more rewarding than lying. We don't do that. We don't hide anything from our people. Truthfulness, transparency, and consistency is key. That is why Chukwu Abiyama is with us. With every certainty. If everybody likes those who don't like the truth, you can turn your back on what we are doing. We don't give a damn. Biafra will still come anyway. It doesn't really matter what you do. Do you know why? There are those that give birth to their children. They call them. I said, in Igbo names, I find solace in everything that is wrong with life. When we struggle and people find it very difficult to distinguish between what we are doing and what the criminals and the vagabonds in Masop are doing, that is a name that gives me courage, which a particular old woman in my village even named me. Or she didn't quite understand what my name was, but kept calling me that very name. That name is Ifeanyi Chukwu. So it is not in the gift of Biafrans to bring Biafra. It is not within your grasp. It is not even within the gift of Radio Biafra. No, never, ever, ever. Biafra is a gift from heaven. That was why we failed between 67 and 70. Because heaven didn't deem us fit nor worthy to represent heaven on this very earth. But now they know that we are not just building a country that is inconsequential. What we are trying to do is to set a model, a brand of civilization that will make heaven be very pleased with the work that the children of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiyama, has done on this very earth. That's why we are here. So what we are doing is beyond politics. What we are doing is beyond liberation. What we are doing is beyond freedom. What we are trying to do is to establish the connection once again between heaven and this very earth in the land that heaven gave to our people. Today, being defiled by the presence of Hausa Fulani, infidels who don't know God, people who are not circumcised. How can you be one with God in heaven when you are uncircumcised? It's impossible. Absolutely impossible. You may not understand it, but we do, because we bear the mark of that very covenant with heaven. Not of this very earth. This is Radio Biafra. We must proceed, therefore, wherever you are, please. I'm sure you have taken down the numbers with which you will be able to contact us once our lines open, and ensure that you have informed your friends and your family. Some of you are in the habit of not telling people about Radio Biafra, the work of IPOB, and what we are doing to restore Biafra in truth and honesty. We ask you, we implore you, we urge you to go out and evangelize, go and preach this very gospel, because on Radio Biafra, that's what we do every blessed day. We preach this very gospel every day. That Chukwu Abiyama may take the glory. He asked us to come, and we have come. Can anybody say that they called us to come? Can anybody say they spoke to HMFO before HMFO pressurized me to fund Radio Biafra? Can anybody say that they pressured us to do anything? Never. It was heaven that did it, not man. Are you drunk? Chukwu Abiyama determined that we must come. All of you. Serving as admin, as principal officers, all of you dedicated sons of the light, that you may serve your country in truth and honesty. That is the key. Who is that person that we should be afraid of? The idiot. Who are you? Second week of next month, I'll be back in Biafra land to make sure I coordinate all the effort to ensure that there will be no election in Biafra land. I say it before time, so they can do whatever they can to try to stop us, but they can't anyway. Too little, too late, the zoo must fall. That entity of darkness must fall. This very year and no other year. Things can never be the same after 2015. This is Radio Biafra. 6 people have now been killed and many of them hospitalized as Buhari's supporters burned down PDP campaign office. The reason why we bring this news to the attention of the world is that so humanity can understand what we are living under. That the world may know that there is something fundamentally wrong, something seriously wrong with our people. There is something wrong with the mentality and the mindset of the people we have been forced to live in the same contraption together with, in that damnable British colony that they call an independent nation. Isn't it quite funny how they say Nigeria is now independent? 1960, Nigeria got independence. Nobody has ever used the word Nigeria got its freedom. They will always tell you independence. Go and check all the write-ups, all the books, all the literature on the zoo and her so-called independence. They will tell you from today, Nigeria became independent 1st of October 1960. Nobody talks about freedom. That is what should advise you and inform you that there is something wrong. They are not free. They merely exercise a quasi or pseudo political independence which is not grounded in any historical institution of any sort, be it the legislative chambers, be it in their courts, be it in so-called custodians of truth and honesty, which will be the media or the fourth estate as they call them. Everybody is found wanting. Every aspect of life in the zoo is imbibed with corruption beyond comprehension. A level of deceit, lying, and evil that the human mind cannot even begin to conceptualize. The amount of evil that is contained within Nigeria. It is a place that typifies. If you are listening and you're dealing with a Nigerian in your office, you're dealing with a Nigerian in your home, please regard that person as a criminal. Governments of the world are listening. If you are dealing with anybody proudly saying, I am a Nigerian, be rest assured you are dealing with a criminal and a rogue, a thief by nature. Only if that person were to say that they are Biafrans, in which case you must know that they are descended from heaven. Any other bad behavior they may have exhibited in the past or about to exhibit is as a result of the contamination they acquired by belonging to a place created by the British for very devilish purposes, of which one of it is to corrupt the minds of those of them that Chukwu Abiyama himself made. You must understand that. If you are dealing with a Nigerian, you are dealing with a pathetic and wretched criminal. A born liar and a thief. That is the meaning of Nigeria. Everything from Nigeria is evil. Bar none. There is nothing good coming out of them. I say absolutely nothing. That is why today 6 people have been killed and many of them hospitalized as Buhari supporters burnt down the campaign headquarters of PDP. There is mayhem in that very zoo. People don't understand what is going on because the media are too weak, too compromised. Of course, this COG, what do you expect? They are black people writing. What do they understand? What do they know? They do not inform the public. They don't present the news in a manner, in a style, and in a way consistent with the rather very wretched knowledge base of the people that they are addressing or seeking to address. 6 people killed. People are campaigning for elections and they are killing themselves. Do you understand the meaning of the word civility? For somebody to be civilized, do you think you know what it means? Because in the zoo called Nigeria, they don't know the meaning of the word civilization. Because they are not civilized. They are worse than barbarians. As I hasten to remind them, lower than monkeys and baboons. Your average Nigerian, you should regard a monkey before you regard a Nigerian. An average Nigerian is the embodiment of everything that is not good about black people and Africa. Evil personified. 6 people dead. Why? Because you are contesting elections. So when they talked about democracy, do you think they talked about that democracy is something that involves killing of people? No, it's about people deciding who governs them, who runs their affairs in terms of who can make their lives better. I don't even think that black people in Africa understand what democracy means. Democracy means allowing people who can better our lives to go into political office, to exercise political power, to make our lives better. Is that what obtains in the zoo? The answer is no. You are dealing with animals, people who are infinitely incapable of reasoning. That is what worries me. That is why we do things the way we do. I don't want a type of Biafra where idiots and baboons are everywhere and in Akonuche. People cannot reason properly. I want a type of Biafra where people reason. Where you elect people to go and contest because they have the potential to make your life better. If they fail to do it, you impeach them, you recall them, or you vote them out of power. Where power indeed belongs to the people, not in the zoo. If you thought that headline was bad, the next one is equally bad. At Buhari's campaign rally in Borno, gunshots were fired. There are no reports yet of any casualties. I hope that those of them in America wanting election to hold, I hope they are listening. I hope the few criminal kleptomaniac Yoruba people living in America that they are listening very, very carefully. I am assured of the presence of millions of people listening to Radio Biafra at this very moment, of which a sizable proportion of them are Yorubas. I understand that very well. They listen very carefully. They learn from us every blessed day. I wish they will have the heart and the mindset to pick up the phone and call Radio Biafra once our lines open. But if they decide to listen from underneath their bed, I mean, that is their business. If you want to hide behind your wife's wrapper or skirt to listen to Radio Biafra, that is also your prerogative. But for us, ours is to preach the truth, which is what we must do every blessed day without fear or favor. Gunshots were heard at Buhari's Borno campaign rally. People are going out to campaign to convince other people to vote for them. But, you know, black people who don't understand what democracy is all about, what do? They seek to harass. They seek to kill. They seek to poison. They seek to divert. They seek to subvert. That is what they do. Because when they were going to their kindergarten, their primary school, and their secondary schools, nobody actually told them this. That democracy is about voting for somebody with the best ideas. Asking that person to go to office to make your lives better. They don't understand. Black people don't know what that means. They don't know democracy. They don't know why democracy is important. And no media outlet anywhere on this planet will take the patience and the time as Radio Biafra to explain to people the meaning of democracy and why they should comport themselves in a particular way, consistent with the conduct of those who are not only civilized, but are well-mannered. Which I know that Biafrans will be when we finally have our freedom. Not independence. Freedom and liberty. From the zoo. From darkness. From Satan. From everything that is bad about black people. Which, of course, the zoo personifies. ECOWAS have now cautioned Buhari and Jonathan, in view of all that has been happening, the killings, the mayhem, the burning down, the shootings, people dying every blessed day because there are elections coming up. America won't talk about it. Under this climate, some people are clamoring for elections to hold. If the election holds, people will perish in their thousands. And I will personally hold the U.S. senators responsible, those calling for elections. I will hold responsible also the British government, anybody calling for, because they have superior intelligence. And of course, superior intellect. I give them that. The Americans, the British, the EU, they know that the zoo will burn if there is an election. Why are they pressuring Jonathan to have an election? Even as of today, ECOWAS have now cautioned Jonathan and Buhari. on how they make their speeches. They claim they love Nigeria, we are one Nigerians and all the rest of it. But Buhari goes on air to say, Igbos hate me because of the war that I persecuted against them. And they won't vote for me. This is somebody who is running for office that includes Igbo territories as well. But do people actually understand the implications of what he's saying? The answer is no. Because that is what worries me. The inability of people to reason. That worries me more than any other thing, including sabotage. It is better for people to reason reason properly. Our people don't reason very well. Buhari is campaigning. Nobody's asking Buhari, my dear Buhari, where is your certificate? I keep saying this every blessed day. People don't know that Buhari is not actually qualified to run or to contest. He went to CNN. CNN, knowing fully well that this man is not qualified, could not ask him that question. Buhari went to BBC. BBC could not ask him, my friend, you are not qualified. Therefore, I ask the British and American people, if somebody who is not qualified to hold such a high office in your country is running, what would you make of it? They will tell you, oh, we can't handle it. It can't happen here. But because the zoo created by the British is riven across ethnic lines, everybody defends somebody from their ethnic enclave, except if you're an Igbo man, in which case Ohaneze will abandon you even before you come home. Mahachupugori, Ohaneze Ndiaran and Yoshi, mad, old, stupid fools. Everything is driven by the politics of ethnicity and religion. You can never see an Awosa man or woman or Awosa journalist ask Buhari, but Alhaji, you are not qualified to run. No. The question is, can you ask yourself, why are they allowing somebody who is not qualified to run for the presidency to run? If they ask us, why are you against the elections? We tell them, because you people allowed somebody who is not supposed to run to be running. That means you want us to run a society where the rule of law do not obtain. Buhari has broken the law by contesting because he's not qualified to. Britain, you want me to be in Nigeria? So is America. They are mad. In your own country, will you allow somebody to blatantly break the law and you still go out and vote for them? The answer is no. Why are you imposing such a person on us? So I have my excuse, very valid, for opposing the election. If you say that Biafra is not good enough grounds to oppose the election, I oppose it because you are allowing somebody who is not qualified to run. INEC have actually broken their own rules. If the electoral body have actually broken their own rules, who am I to obey them then? No, INEC have actually broken their own rules. Who am I then to go out and encourage people to vote? No, I have to break it as well. Because they have breached the trust, the faith, the belief in the absoluteness of the law to prevail when it comes to matters involving mere mortals. They have broken the law. Why should I obey it? That is why we are calling on everybody. If you're living in the diaspora, call your families at home. If they go out to attempt to vote, they will die. Tell them that. So if you allow your people to go out to vote, be it in Biafra land or the wider zoo itself, and anything happens to them, if you're crying that your people are dead, nobody will talk to you. Because you allowed them to die. And don't come back and say, oh, but it's democracy. They have the right to exercise their right to vote. And all that garbage, I call it. Ask yourself, is Buhari qualified to run in the first place? The answer is no. Then if Buhari is allowed to run, then we have every right to say no to election. I don't know if you can understand that. Him and this Yogi, sometimes they don't quite understand until it's too late. I hope they do. ECOWAS questions Jonathan on Buhari on hate speeches. Gunmen have... This is election only. If it is happening this way now, how about in the next 8 or 9 years after Buhari's reign? What do you think will happen? Because Jonathan can never win anyway. He's sure banker. If you're a betting man, grand bet, Jonathan can never win election. It's impossible. Awasa don't like him. Fulani don't. Yoruba despise him. The natural backstabbers. If the ex-president of a particular party has abandoned his party, then that tells you all you need to know. The Yoruba. They will always abandon you. And those of you married to Yoruba women or to Yoruba men, make sure you convert them to Biafrans as quickly as possible. Or else one day they will abandon you as well. This is Radio Biafra. Gunmen kill APC chieftain in Plateau. Still talking about politics in the zoo. Still talking about people killing themselves. Gunmen have killed APC party chair, or is it chieftain? They call a prominent party figure. Because the only viable business in the zoo is politics. Because politics is the quickest way you can get to crude oil. The same way we say to people, the quickest way to get to heaven is through Biafra. There is no other way. I can prove it to you. Scientifically, there is no other way you can get to Chukwuebom if not through Biafra. Therefore, the same thing is happening, but in a rather very crude, crass, in a very dark way. If you want crude oil coming from Biafra land, go and join politics. Because of that, politics becomes very lucrative. And like every other illicit business, there is mayhem, burning, looting, killing, as is happening. Gunmen have now killed APC party chieftain in Plateau State. We will not miss Obasanjo Akinde Chaneni. From the sublime to the ridiculous. From the ridiculous to the pathetic and the downright hopelessness of these very old fools who will not go and rest, playing politics at the age of 88. When your brain is actually shutting down, that is when they are playing politics. Of course, their role model is Robert Mugabe. So, you know, these African people, you know. You know, we Africans are a bit funny in the head. It's understandable. After all, that was why we provided the finest slaves that man has ever known. Working for 250 years without pay. In the Caribbean and in the Americas as a whole. Black people from Africa providing free labor for 250 years unpaid. If the white people were to pay back African people for slavery, believe you me, not for slavery itself, but for the work that was done without pay, they cannot finish paying the money till the world comes to an end. But will black people get together and ask for that reparation? The answer is no. Why? Because they are black. They cannot articulate anything together and do it. That is why I respect the Kikuyus, the Mamo people from Kenya, that sued the British and went to British court and won. Can Biafrans do that? Man, no. 5,000 naira they will give to the nearest person. Typical. The blood of Satan. This is Radio Biafra. We will not miss Obasanjo, according to another PDP man called Anini. They said he's a chieftain. You know, that's the big word now. When they call it chieftain. The chieftain of the party says Obasanjo. They are talking about the ex-president. Where men have no honor. No honor and no dignity. Amazing. Naira have now hit 210 to 213 to the dollar at the black market. 210 naira to $1. And people are laughing. No, not at all. If you go back, that same item you used to buy for 1,000 naira before has now got up to 1,500 naira. Very simple. So nobody's having fun, is it? That shows you that, as I told you, the zoo currency is worth less than a toilet roll. Worth less than toilet paper. Nigeria is experiencing phenomenal hyperinflation. Phenomenal. People are going to die, not just out of political thuggery and wanton destruction. They will die out of hunger and poverty and from drinking polluted water. Many of them are dying. That is what some people in America wanted anyway. You know, the most populous nation in Africa. Why don't we cut them down in size? That's all. We give you war. We give you pestilence. We give you Ebola. We give you every manner of virus you can think of. If that doesn't work, we make sure we take all your money through your crooked politicians and starve you to death. Why? Because you are black, you cannot reason properly. Any day you begin to think and reason like Biafrans do, genuine Biafrans, I hasten to add, you will see how clearer everything else will become. Use of PVC card readers, big challenge for INEC. People talk about election. Oh, it was postponed. Even the so-called INEC cannot run an election. I've said it before. If you want free and fair elections, go and get white people to run the elections. Black people are not capable to run free and fair elections. I challenge anybody listening from anywhere across sub-Saharan Africa to tell me one African country that went to the polls and the will of the people obtained without some devilish machination of one form or another, name including South Africa, I hasten to add. There is none. I don't know why black Africans cannot be impartial observers in anything. African referees are bought. African judges are bought. African journalists are bought. Everything you can buy with money in Africa, including the conscience of the people themselves. Now you can understand why we insist upon this very gospel being preached this way. We don't want any of these vices to follow us into Biafra land. We want those who will be deemed worthy to be called Biafrans to be pure at heart, to have the brain to discern, to distinguish and judge accurately between what is right and what is wrong. That is the key. An average black mind cannot differentiate between what is right and what is wrong. Ask yourself today, if every journalist in the zoo, every newspaper, your Times, your Champion, your Daily Telegraph, your Guardian, if every newspaper today were to come down with an editorial saying that Buhari is not actually qualified to run, the man will not run, will he? But will they do that? The answer is no, they won't do it. Why? Because of their selfish personal interest. That is what tells me that there is something wrong with the brain, because the day you chose to become a journalist, something changed in your life. You swore to become objective, no matter what. The same thing with judges and with magistrates. You swore to wear the cloak of neutrality, to judge things objectively. But when a black man is the editor of a newspaper, objectivity goes through the window. People think because this is Biafra, I have an Igbo name, I come from that part of the world, the Kolibo. Because of that, I will be very kind to them. I will say, oh, everything Igbo is nice. You are drunk. You are mad. If you do the right thing, we praise you. If you misbehave, we slaughter you here on Radio Biafra. I don't care. Is it the truth? If the answer is yes, then it must be spoken. INEC cannot conduct elections. Why? Because the reader they have, you know, the barcode nonsense that they copied. They copied Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. They copied Champions League. They copied Big Brother. You know, everything, they allow Europeans to come up with something and they just copy. I mean, this UG. Copy all over the place. They went and they wanted to be sophisticated in a place without electricity. They wanted to go for sophisticated scanners and barcode readers to be able to read the so-called permanent voter cards. And the damn thing is not working because it needs a computer to be able to read it properly, and the computer needs electricity to be able to run. Do they have all of those things? The answer is no. They don't. I don't even know why Europeans sell cars to Africans. Left alone to me, everybody will be traveling with a donkey until you make your own. Somebody, you know, remember when I was an undergraduate here in London. They are racist. They don't want to give us a job. I applied. I told them to just shut up for 1 minute. If a white man wants to give you a job, why don't you go and create your own? Do white people come to you begging you for jobs? Why don't you people have any shame? Go and do your own. They are very lucky. I'm not a white man in Europe. I will not sell any cars to Africa. If you want to ride a car, go and make your own. Manufacture a car. Any day you know how difficult and painful it is to manufacture something, that day you begin to respect other people. It's because in Africa, all they do is to consume. Eat, import from Europe, import. So you don't know the pain. That I go, oh, have you got iPhone 9? iPhone 50? Do you know how many sleepless nights all those tech wizards in Apple spent thinking of a new way to make your life easier? The answer is no, it doesn't bother you, because all you do is you consume. A baboon indeed most of you are, I must say. We don't care who supports. If you like, you support. If you like, you don't. Is it the truth we are speaking? The answer is yes. If it is the truth, you take it away with you and do something with it. And then your life will become infinitely better than life in the damnable zoological republic. Because right now, most of you are animals and baboons because you answer Nigerian. Once you're a Nigerian, you're a monkey, even lower than a monkey. Nationwide strike looms in polytechnics. The education system is a mess. No wonder graduates cannot stitch a decent sentence together. Graduates, they're about to strike. But the only law they obey is a law of 4 years you graduate. So it doesn't matter if the school is on strike for 3.5 years. After the fourth year, you must graduate. And you wonder why the zoo is so backwards. Because people don't go to school, they don't learn properly. At least one of the, that's what I say to my dad all the time. Do you now see the reason why I told you I must leave UNN to travel abroad to study? Now they're saying it. Delta Commissioner for Police, Dares Catholic Church and Sachs Congregation. Oh God. The truth becoming stranger than fiction. The parish priest, the Nigerian Police Force Catholic Chaplaincy in Asaba, Reverend Father Pius Onwebuzie. He's raising an alarm over the threat to his life. Things are happening in the zoo. It's unreal. Obasanjo is an embarrassment to the military, according to defense headquarters. It depends on who is feeding you. I remember when they were running for Abacha to contest for the fifth term. After that, they wanted to help Obasanjo convert to third term. Everybody, anywhere you're eating, even Yaradua died. They said he's not dead. Those who are eating from Yaradua, no, don't declare Jonathan the interim president or acting. No, please, Yaradua is still alive. Anytime your guy is in power, you sing the songs of praise for your guy. That is what matters. That is what matters. Obasanjo, an embarrassment to the military, so says the military. And Obasanjo was a former military man, but being a Yoruba man, his mouth is never shut. Being a Yoruba man, Baba, he must say something. He must have something to talk about. In Owerri, there have been some, a journalist has been injured in widow's protest, whatever that means. A widow's protest in Owerri. Now you don't know who is who. Right now, you don't know who is campaigning genuinely for something and who is campaigning because they've been given money by PDP, APC, or whatever to foment trouble. You just quite don't know. That is why Biafra is the safest bet. That is why Biafra is the only option available to our people. We must continue to therefore go on to bring you the news in greater detail. This is Radio Biafra. No fewer than 6 people, amongst them were suspected members of APC, APCB, meaning All Progressives Congress, which even Buhari doesn't know. He doesn't know the name of his own party, doesn't know the meaning of INEC. But there you go. No fewer than 6 of them, including asthmatic patients, were reportedly feared dead with several others injured in a stampede at the APC presidential campaign rally held at Ramat Square in Maiduguri, the Borno State capital. It has been gathered that the entourage of Governor Shettima reports that 6 people were killed during the uncoordinated visit, as the governor had since visited the victims at the hospital. The rally, which was well attended on Saturday by the APC presidential candidate General Muhammadu Buhari, his running mate Professor Yemi Osinbajo, they have now promoted him to a, I thought he was a pastor before. Yoruba people. He is now a professor. Why is he a professor? Because if he answers a pastor, some outside people will not vote for him, you see. So it's better he answers a professor. He is a professor, all of a sudden, overnight, from Pastor Yemi Osinbajo, Ozito Osinbajo, to now professor. And there you go. If you want to be a professor, you can be anything. Me, I can be a doctor tomorrow morning. I wake up and say, call me Dr. Kano. I start calling me doctor. If you ask me, where do I specialize? I may tell you I'm a dentist. Anything you want, you get. That is the zoo for you. One day you're a pastor, the next day you're a professor. Hey, we continue. This rally was well attended. The APC candidate was there, who cannot read or write. The man without certificate, his name is General Muhammadu Buhari. His running mate is now from pastor to professor, Yemi Osinbajo. The governor, Kashim Shettima. The state and national candidates of the APC party, stalwarts and thousands of his supporters, thronged the streets as early in the morning, while many others had jumped over the fence to the venue of the rally amidst tight security. It has been gathered that due to the closure of the gates leading, leading to the venue by security operatives, all the four gates were later broken down by some rampaging youths, even as many had to scale through the fence to welcome the general. He's the Boko Haram leader, Muhammadu Buhari. Sources said that the five people killed were two asthmatic patients who were trapped in the stampede at the venue, while others died as a result of accident and a stray bullet fired by security operatives while controlling the crowd that attempted to burn down PDP offices in the state. Wherever you go to, Buhari, they burn down places and they kill people and they shoot people. And he's a man of peace and he's an ex-general who cannot read nor write. That's what I say sometimes in Africa. When you give a baboon a gun, give a monkey AK-47, you see what will happen. The same thing happens when you give a black man AK-47 and make him a general. Which school did he go to study this so-called his military school that he went to? All of a sudden, wherever this man goes, death follows him. Sounds of gunshots charged the air on Monday at the presidential campaign rally of the APC in Maiduguri, Borno State, as security agents tried to control the wild crowd at the Ramat Square venue of the rally. The crowd hailed Muhammadu Buhari, presidential candidate of APC, as he arrived in the venue in the presence of Kashim Shettima, the governor of Borno State, and other top APC members in the state, after which he made his way to the podium. But he had hardly sat for 10 minutes when his security aides escorted him out of the venue for unknown reasons. Angry to see him leave, the crowd went on rampage, attempting to force their way into Buhari's convoy in a manner to prevent him from leaving. At that point, his security aides began shooting into the air while the crowd responded by pelting the soldiers. Buhari's campaign team had dithered over the choice of a date for his campaign rally in Borno due to security concerns. When Monday was eventually picked, the state governor declared a holiday, saying it wanted to afford the citizens the opportunity to welcome the retired general en masse. So if somebody, just imagine, I know that Al Gore is from Ohio and Obama is from Chicago. Imagine the governor of Chicago or the mayor of Chicago. Is it the governor? Chicago is in Michigan. Is that correct? I need to be corrected, please. That Chicago is the capital, that the state itself is called Michigan and not Chicago. Please correct me if I'm wrong. I need to get this right. Imagine whoever is the governor or the mayor of Chicago, because Obama is coming announcing a public holiday. I think they will impeach that same idiot that same day. They will impeach the baboon. But we are in Africa. We are in the zoo that the British built. That zoo is called Nigeria, and anything can happen. Because somebody is coming to campaign, you give public holiday. Who is going to pick up the bill? Who is going to pay? But, oh God, Africa. Africa, Africa. They say we are one. I say I'm not one with them. I'm a Biafran. I'm not a useless African that cannot reason properly. The crowd stopped him and people died as a result of it. Anywhere Buhari goes, death goes with him. Because of all the shenanigans going on between Buhari and Jonathan, all the killings, all the burnings, all the hate, all the wickedness happening, the Economic Community of West African States on Monday cautioned both President Goodluck Jonathan and General Muhammadu Buhari to refrain from hate speeches capable of overheating the polity. They have also copied the same rubbish. Okay, you know this, their English, capable of overheating the polity. Instead of them to say, stop making hate speeches capable of leading to the death of innocent people. They call it overheating the polity. Will an average woman in the village understand what this garbage means and says no? That is why Radio Biafra is very, very important. We enlighten, we educate, we bring knowledge closer to people. The Commissioner for Political Affairs, Peace and Security at the Commission, Salamatu Suleiman, made the disclosure while speaking with State House correspondents shortly after the Commission's team visited President Goodluck Jonathan at the presidential villa. He said the President said the observers went to all the different geopolitical zones and they made observations on issues relating to distribution of permanent voter cards and other issues. These issues, as the President said, we deem necessary to share with the President of the country, INEC, and other leading political parties, APC. Which country in ECOWAS is actually doing well? Please, if I may ask. When they say, are you telling the monkeys in the zoo that they have to learn something from ECOWAS? Because I'm a bit confused. If that is the case, which country in ECOWAS is doing well? Which country? Is it Ghana without electricity now? Since an Awasa man has come in. Can you just name the country? These are a collection of backward banana republics, incapable of civilization. I want anybody who is smart to travel along West Africa to witness poverty and backwardness at a scale unimaginable, even by the very wayward standard of black Africans. Very, very sad indeed. People are not civilized. They don't understand what civility means. I need Biafra to come, so that when you walk into an airport in Biafra land, you see what an airport should look like. When you go to a bus terminal, you see what it should look like. When we build a road, you see what it would be. When we construct houses, we will have a very unique Biafran architecture. That's when you see our buildings, you know this is unique to Biafra. The same way that when you see rising columns, you will say this is Greco-Roman. You can tell immediately. When you see veranda and porch houses in the southern part of America, you can tell that this is quintessentially American. There are some architecture you see, you can attribute it, even Russian, you can tell that this particular architecture is unique. If you go to the Bavarian territory in Germany, you can tell that a building is Bavarian. If you go to Naples, for instance, to me, arguably one of the finest cities in the world, in terms of the architectural beauty, not the road. The road is very dirty. Napoli is very dirty. Spectacular. If you look at Italian design, the way they build their houses, beautiful. You can tell this is Italian. The same way we have our unique signature when it comes to architecture. Africa is very bad. Of course, with the exception of Johannesburg. Johannesburg is very beautiful, but it's built by white people anyway. Johannesburg was built, not black people, white. We're making it very clear. I am struggling to find a city. Okay, there is one. It's called Abuja. I want you to go there and have a look. A city conceived and built by black people. Go and see how wretched it looks. There is no coordination. There is no ambience. There is no kind of, how can I put it? There is, you know, the symmetry you have between built environment and nature is missing. You cannot see it. There are no parks to go to enjoy. You cannot stroll, you know, the same way you behave when you go to, say, Fifth Avenue in New York. You want to get down from your taxi to walk to admire the architecture, the beauty of the creativity of man. Is that same thing in Abuja? The answer is no. Why is it not there? It was built by black people. That's why. We must continue. This is Radio Biafra. I hope our people are listening, and if you're joining us for the very first time, this is Radio Biafra. We are live. We are direct. We are broadcasting from the United Kingdom on this very day. Today's date is the 16th day of February in the year of our Lord, 2015, with the time now here standing at 10 minutes past 8 p.m., 10 minutes past 9 p.m. in Biafra land. People are saying, but why can't Radio Biafra be on for 24 hours? People are listening on FM. They want to hear it all the time. We need to buy petrol for the generators. Every relay station, we have a generator powering the devices we have there. We need petrol. Who is going to buy the petrol? That is the problem. Who is going to buy the petrol every blessed day? Do you know how much it costs us? That is everything. Oh, tell us what you are doing with the money given to you. I say, bet you're a black person, you're so foolish you don't reason. Because if you reason, you will understand that, at least to begin with. Every night you're listening to Radio Biafra, for goodness sake, it is costing money. If not, go and start your own radio station and see how expensive it is. But they said they went to school. Anyway, they are black people, what do you expect? Gunmen have killed somebody in Plateau. A chieftain of the APC and chairman of the party in Brackenlady local government area of Plateau State, Chief Samuel Doro, has allegedly been killed by some unknown gunmen. The incident, which occurred in the early hours of Monday morning, was confirmed by the police public relations officer of the state command of the Nigerian Police Force, DSP Emmanuel Abu. Abu said that the victim was shot at a very close range at his Kura Drong residence in the Jos South local government area, expressing disenchantment over the unfortunate development. He noted that the man was immediately rushed to the hospital after the attack, where he eventually died. You know, if you want to die, go to a zoo hospital. That is the best place to die. In fact, if you look at the bed and the surroundings, you say to yourself, it's better if I'm dead anywhere than being alive in this very hopeless place. That is the zoo for you. He added that the police are working around the clock to track down the perpetrators and to bring them to book, which is impossible. I remember when Ojo Zokalo ordered the killing of one particular man in their SDP days of Sani Abacha. I think he was the chairman then of Zitisia Langwa, local government area of the SDP. He controls, he's the chairman of the party then. He was against Ojo Zokalo. Ojo Zokalo ordered an acid attack on him, from which this Nwachukwu died later on. He's from Isi Alangwa, this very man I'm talking about. And the first thing that the Ojo Zokalo did when he got into power was to release the killer from detention, from prison. I am talking about Ojo Zok. I'm telling you about these killers. Ask him, does anybody not know the Nwachukwu family? The man that was bathed in acid attack, ordered by an Igbo son, Agrabachiloza, born of Awosa man. That's what they do anyway. That is their business. We must continue. This is the Nigerian police force reporting this very incident. The reason why they call them a police force is because they carry guns. And I have been asking the British since day one, why is it that you have a normal police where you come from, police service, but you came to the zoo, you created a police force? Why? Is the police not a civilian service? They said, yes, it is a civilian service. Why is the one in Nigeria called a police force? Because they're monkeys. They don't understand that the police is actually a civilian service. Oh, my goodness me. We continue. We will not miss Obasanjo. According to the type of politics they play, I think somebody displayed Obasanjo ripping up his PDP membership card. You know, these people. You know, when you come from Africa, you can understand what we're talking about. For most of you listening who are not from Africa, you will not know. When you're in Africa, you're like, you're not like, you are actually in a jungle. I'm surrounded by chimpanzees and apes. The only difference is that these ones, they wear clothing, they pretend they go to school, but in the end they don't know anything, which is why they don't have electricity. There is no running water, there is no sewage system, and I keep asking them, but you went to school, how come you cannot have light for everybody? No, they cannot, because they are black people. Here this man is seen ripping up his voter, his registration, whatever nonsense, with PDP, the former president. Yoruba has never wanted Obasanjo, because Obasanjo was considered a pariah. They never liked him. They said he was too close to Awosa. They voted for Olufalaye. It was the same hapless, useless, you know, easily manipulable Igbo people that voted for Obasanjo. And Obasanjo won. Today, the same Igbo people, Ekweme, Ojo Zokalo. Remember Ojo Zokalo? Remember Jim Nwobodo that went to Jos and said every Igbo person should vote for Obasanjo? That no one can see a mayor. That is a grand, we Igbos are planning a grand strategy to re-strategize. Where is Obasanjo today? I ask Ojo Zokalo and Jim Nwobodo. You went to Jos and you told Igbo delegates of PDP not to vote for your brother, Alex Ekweme, because it is the turn of the Yorubas. After them, then something, you rebrand yourself, and then it will be our turn. You see, I use a Kweme's incident to remind Igbo people that betrayal never pays. Betrayal, even within a civilian setting, never ever pays anybody. And it reminds me also of those now at our office that they handed over to Nigerian police at Enugu, who are now begging for food. They beg for food to eat, showing that betrayal never ever pays anybody. It never pays. There is no need for you to betray something you know that in the long run is the only way out for you. If by the time Ojo Zokalo, Jim Nwobodo, he went there, he was speaking Hausa. Remember Jim Nwobodo from Enugu, incidentally. He went there, he was speaking Hausa. That was what led me to ask if there was something wrong with Enugu and people turning to betrayers and backstabbers. Jim Nwobodo went to Jos PDP convention 1999 and betrayed his brother Ekweme. Ojo Zokalo did the same thing, former governor of Abia State, did exactly the same thing, betrayed Ekweme. They came back. Ekweme lost. Ojo Zokalo was chased about by the same Obasanjo that he supported. Where is Jim Nwobodo? Into political wilderness. Reduced to so much insignificance and irrelevance that nobody knows who he is anymore. But do you know that very day, had Ojo Zokalo and Nwobodo rallied around Ekweme, they would have had a stronger voice. Ekweme would have lost, that is true, but their stance and their voice would have been very strong. It reminds me also of, people don't know the circumstances. I'm sorry to digress a little bit, but I have to tell our people this very story. People don't know how Oyi of Oyi, Chibuoka Adigbo, emerged as Buhari's running mate, if some of you can remember. I think it was in 2007. Do you know that Chibuoka Adigbo emerged as Muhammadu Buhari's running mate? How? They went to PDP convention, Obasanjo messed them up, messed them about very seriously. Or was it Yar'Adua? I can't quite understand who messed them about. I think it was Yar'Adua. During Yar'Adua's time. They said, oh, it's none of the Igbo people. Let's say, they said to them to just get out. Who are the Igbos? Don't exist in Nigerian politics. Who are Igbo people? Give one person 2 naira 50 kobo, they will abandon everybody else. Do you know what happened? They had a meeting after that. The few of them, you know, Haneze had a meeting in Abuja. They said, let us go back now and re-strategize and know what to do. In that same, they said they will all board the plane and leave at the same time. I'm telling you a true story. Ask anybody who was there. They will tell you. Do you know what happened with these people? At the very time that they all agreed that, oh, come on, we are not going to go on with this any longer. We have to go back home. All of us together. Hey, let us board the plane and go. Do you know that Chibuoka Adigbo got up and said, excuse me, I'm coming? Ask anybody who was in Abuja, 2007. Chibuoka Adigbo said, excuse me, I'm coming, please. 1 second, I'll come back. Chibuoka Adigbo went away. I need to get the exact date. I don't think it's 2007. I think 2007, was it Yar'Adua? I can't quite remember. 2007 was Yar'Adua, I think. 2007, 8, 9, 10, 11. Yes, it was Yar'Adua. 2007. It was 2000 and can I remember? 1999. I think 2003 or 2004 or so, somewhere like that. It was Chibuoka Adigbo. Those who remember Chibuoka Adigbo's time. Chibuoka Adigbo left his people, went back and joined an Awusa man. Came back and said he wasn't going anymore. He would stay back in Abuja. That that's a tripod. This is a useless tripod analogy. Today Chibuoka Adigbo is dead. There is nothing to gain from betraying your people. I'm sorry to say that Chibuoka Adigbo betrayed a collective consensus wished by Igbo caucus in Abuja PDP. He abandoned ship and joined AMPP to run with Buhari, and he lost his life. Look at Ojozo Kalo today that betrayed Ekwueme. Look at Mubra. Anytime you are involved in betrayal, look at Owazuke for betraying all of us. Today, Owazuke is showing uniform with Mrs. Jonathan, peace ambassador. Some of you don't know that. That this baboon went and signed an agreement saying that he agrees that Nigeria should be one. No longer talking about Biafra, but about Ndibo. Go and watch all his interviews. Always Igbo, Igbo, Igbo. No more Biafra. That tells you, anytime you betray people or you betray the spirit, you fade into so much insignificance and ignominious death. That's what awaits you. This is Radio Biafra. They're talking about Obasanjo, who was president for 8 years on the platform of the party earlier in Abuja, his home. He has dumped PDP. Obasanjo is no longer in PDP. He publicly tore up his membership card of the party. Obasanjo is no longer. That is Yoruba for you. They used Ekwueme. Ekwueme Lekwanya Rashiam. I told him so. You cannot get anything with one Nigeria. They don't want to listen. Happy home, Obrenwane. I told Ekwueme, you can never ever, they can never ever love you. Ekwueme started PDP. Everybody knows that. It was Ekwueme who started PDP. Ekwueme was abandoned. The same Igbo people, they voted for PDP. They voted for Obasanjo. They left their own brother, Ekwueme. Today, Obasanjo has abandoned PDP. Where is Mwobodo now? And Dodges or Carlo? Igbo people are never consistent. But I thank Chukwu Abiam that Biafra has come where there is consistency. The way you hear us preach this gospel today, if you come back the next 40 years, we are still preaching. No, who's going to change? Who will change for who? We don't change. You will change, but not us. Obasanjo is a disgrace. The entire PDP and the zoo in its entirety. An abomination in the sight of God and man. Devilish people. Naira hits $213 at the BDC black market. The Naira on Monday lost 2 Naira to the dollar to sell at 210 Naira at the Bureau du Change segment of the official market. It also depreciated by 4 Naira at the black market, selling at 213 to the dollar. Very, very sad indeed. I remember trying to buy a ticket. I bought a ticket from the zoo to come back to London, for about 800 and something euros, they said, they quoted. And do you know the mistake I made? I used a MasterCard in the zoo to pay for it. And I calculated that 800 and something euros will come to maybe 160,000 naira or 170. Do you know when I saw my statement, they had debited 210,000 naira? Unbelievable. You don't know who is stealing from you. You don't. Everybody is a rogue. Everybody. A certified criminal. Rogues and criminals. That is the zoo for you. The naira is worthless. The naira has no meaning, no value. Nobody values it. A country is as good as its currency. Even when Italy was running the lira, people said things were better then, you know. Or when you can use one wheelbarrow to carry a Ghanaian currency, cedi, yet you cannot buy a loaf of bread with it. Of course, things are heading that way again because an Hausa man is in charge, John Mahama. No light and inflation running rampant. That's what you get in Africa because we don't know how to run the economy. We continue. Jonathan's failure brightens Buhari's chances in New York, according to Hausa newspaper. Look at the way, you know, they come out, they pretend, oh, we are one Nigeria, you know, but very subtly they begin to drop the hint. Daily Trust is an Hausa newspaper. Daily Trust is Hausa Fulani Boko Haram jihadist newspaper. If you do not know, I will tell you. That is their paper. Jonathan's dismal performance in the last 6 years. Jonathan is bad anyway. Let's be honest about it. Jonathan is very, very bad, you know. In as much as presidency goes, Jonathan is useless. But as barrister will say, at least he's doing us one simple favor. Jonathan's occupation of that very lofty office is making life easier for us because it's showcasing the zoo at its worst and it's bringing Biafra ever closer to us. Ever closer to us. They're talking about the March 28th presidential election presented voters with the disputing choice of keeping a lousy incumbent or returning to power a former autocratic leader, according to New York Times. New York Times looked at Jonathan, looked at Buhari, and said, indeed, these are monkeys. They don't know how to choose who to pray. And I'm saying to Americans, please, it's not that it's the British that made our life impossible, but I can't keep complaining because the British did the same thing to you, but you rose up in a revolution and said no. But we couldn't rise up in a revolution because we are black people. Because again, also, we are not one. All of you that rose up from George Washington to the last person to Jefferson, all the rest of them to Adams that wrote the Constitution of America, all of you rose up with one accord because why? You are all Caucasians. You are all from Europe. All of you are Christians. Now, let us look at the example with the zoo. I'm sorry, they are Hausa Fulani. I'm a Biafran. These other ones are Yoruba, backstabbing, conspiratorial, Oduduwa. Very bad criminals there. Three of us cannot agree to have a revolution because three of us don't like each other anyway. So I want the world to understand why there was never a revolution. Zogo tried and failed. Why did he fail? Because, you know, you're doing a revolution for one Nigeria. No, this is Hausa Fulani. We do our own thing our own way. As simple as that. Nobody loves each other. We don't care. We don't give a damn. It is this veneer, this almost fraudulent patriotism which I find or I have difficulties with. I want Americans to understand. Nobody called a Nigerian loves Nigeria. People answer to Nigeria for just the sake of expediency to make money from oil coming from Biafra land. Nobody gives a toss about Nigeria. Ask them to go and die for the country. They cannot do it. That is why their army has never won any war in their life without external help. They can't do it. Why it seems as if they are gaining some 100 yards on Boko Haram in the past 24 hours is because of all the equipments they brought in from Russia and the fact that they recruited, mind you, white mercenaries from South Africa, paying them over $1 million a month. White, the same white people from South Africa. Oh, apartheid is here. And, you know, Jonathan went to the same white people that persecuted black people in South Africa to bring them to the zoo called Nigeria to come and fight a war against black people. That is it. Now you understand why I don't like black mentality. The fact that they don't reason properly. When I tell you, don't understand. Now tell me why Jonathan will go to South Africa to bring in white people to come and fight black people in Boko Haram. I don't understand it. Can you? Someday, some people will be able to reason the way we do. This is Radio Biafra. The European Union Observer Group for the 2015 general election has described the use of permanent voter cards and the card readers for the forthcoming polls as a big challenge to INEC. They don't want to say it is not workable. They sent in decent white people from Europe, people with brain from Europe. They came, you know, typical white people. You know, once you give them something, they look at the viability. Is it possible? Is it? Within seconds, they told INEC, this method you have chosen is rubbish. It has problems within it. They came and they told INEC, your method, your so-called PVC and the card, this is rubbish. The EU chief observer is Mr. Santiago Fizas. He made the observation on Monday when he led members of his delegation to pay a courtesy visit on the chairman of the National Assembly, who is also the Senate President David Mark. This man, Fizas, who was received by the Senate leader Victor Ndoma Egba on behalf of Mark, however, commended the INEC for putting structures in place to guarantee a credible poll. When the person that came to see him is telling him it is not credible, but the man is there congratulating INEC immediately. Hey, God. What can I say? What can I say, black people? What can I say? Amazing stuff. Amazing, amazing stuff. Let us continue. He said, we know that INEC is making a big effort towards election. This is a direct quote. And to have been trying its best to make the elections possible. It is true that you are using a new system for the first time that perhaps will make things a bit more complicated because the electorate are not aware of the system as there will be some technical problems. The white man who you bought from Europe is telling them now, there will be problems. The people in the villages will not understand what you're talking about. These are primitive people. They are monkeys, they are baboons, they are chimpanzees. They don't know what you're talking about. This system you brought cannot work. But Mr. What's his name? Victor Ndoma is saying, no, it's going to work. We commend them. We congratulate them. Chukwa Biamako Charami Ofuma. I keep saying it. Chukwa, they said I should go and serve. I should go and preach the gospel of heaven. I should go and bring back the children of God closer to God. All of these things I was told to do, yes. Chukwa Biamako didn't tell me that these people are a bit funny in the head, that their brain is not always correct. I thought they would be like people you encounter in Europe. When you sit down to debate or to argue, you always allow the prevalence of superior reason and knowledge. You allowed anybody with the superior argument to win. Superiority of reasoning is what determines that. This was, you talk from now till tomorrow. White man is telling a black man, this system you put in place cannot work. He's saying, no, we congratulate INEC for a job well done. But the man is saying, look at the systems you have. It's not proper. It's the first time you're using it. It doesn't work. Oh, anyway, so somebody said I should stop complaining and get on with it. Somebody wrote to me and said I should stop complaining and get on with it. That this is a mission from God in heaven. You don't complain. You just get on with it. If not, I won't do it. I'm telling you before God and man. If I knew this was there, I would have. And if, in fact, he said, I cannot resist arrest. Once you quit, says you must do something, you must do it. It reminds me of the sermon. I attended St. Paul's Cathedral, and the man preached a sermon. The sermon he preached that very day was about Jonah. That God sent Jonah to Nineveh to go and preach, and Jonah didn't want to go. And I thought he was talking about me. As soon as I left the church, I knew that all the signs are now in place. Because when I was in detention in Abuja, I kept seeing the sign of St. Paul's Cathedral. When I was in detention in Abuja. I was coming back to London. I was arrested at the airport. I was detained. Under military escort from Lagos to Abuja. They detained me. They said, I said, why? They said, because you're talking about Biafra. I asked the man, is Biafra illegal? Don't you have a constitution? Is there no free speech in it? He said, no, you are talking about Biafra. It is treasonable felony. Anyway, I told him what I thought about him. They detained me for very many weeks and months. When I came back to St. Paul's Cathedral, he said to me that you must go and preach this very gospel. You don't have a choice. And I had this same gospel I'm preaching this very day. But I never knew how recalcitrant the people will be. As the brother said, as you shut up and get on with it, that's exactly what I'm going to do. Stop complaining and get on with it. The federal government has said to sell the Nigerian Communications Satellite Limited in order to inject the entrepreneurial spirit into the running of the company. Director General of the Bureau of Public Enterprises, Mr. Benjamin Dickey, has said. Dickey said this when the Director General of the National Space Research and Development Agency, Professor Sid... Hey, God, wonder shall never cease to happen. Did you hear what I read? They have space agency, which doesn't work. They don't have any satellite. They were partnering with India and with China. Even the one got lost. I want to give you the name of the man who is responsible for the National Space Research and Development Agency. You would have thought that for somebody to man this very lofty office, you must be a scientist. Is that correct? A research scientist, at least. Do you know the name of the person in charge of this place? Professor Seydou Mohammed. And I'm asking myself, since when did our WhatsApp people start studying to the extent of heading such a parastatal? But that is the problem for you. If there is one professor from Biafra land, there ought to be one professor from our WhatsApp land, if not two. It doesn't matter if they qualified to be a professor or not. They'll just give it to them. Look at an Awosa man who cannot experiment with simple water. The other day I told you about a little girl, Igbo girl, the finest science brain in the whole world. She will never aspire to occupy this office. Her age mate, who is an Awosa person, a professor of Arabic studies, will occupy it. That is the problem the world doesn't see. There is so much, there is so much that is wrong with the zoo. The chairman of the agency or the director is Professor Seydou Mohammed. They want to sell off what is left of their so-called satellite. What's it called again? It is called the Nigerian Communications Satellite Limited. Does anybody know what that means? The answer is no. They are renting a space in satellite launched by other nations, having paid billions. You have an Awosa professor sitting down somewhere in Abuja collecting monthly award, monthly budget, monthly allocation for the ministry, not doing anything. That is the history. That is the story of the zoo for you. Anything you need to know about the zoo called Nigeria is here for you. Awosa scientist. In which world is that? Which Awosa scientist have you seen before in your life? A little boy girl, 15 years old. The finest science student in the whole world. The finest. I said the whole world, not in just in the zoo. In the whole world, little Igbo girl. I was a professor who cannot tell you the chemical formation of ordinary water, but is manning a huge scientific ministry. That tells you all you need to need. Barring any urgent intervention from the federal government of the zoo, members of the Academic Staff Union of Polytechnics may resume their earlier suspended strike. Everybody's on strike. The industrial action, if resumed, as reports suggested, will involve other counterpart unions such as the Non-Academic Staff Union of Polytechnic and All Senior Staff Association of the Nigerian Polytechnic. The nationwide strike may be instigated by alleged suspension of the implementation of 15 salary structure in all the polytechnics through a circular by the Minister of Education, Ibrahim Shakeron, directing the special salary scale to be discontinued. In a joint statement made available to newspapers on Sunday in Abuja, the unions also carpeted the government over non-implementation of a number of demands that necessitated their protracted strike last year. Every year they are on strike. Why is the Minister of Education not bothered? Because his own children, they studied abroad, they're living in New York. So it doesn't bother him. If you like, you go to school. If you like, you don't. That is your business. Because the more you don't go to school, the more the likelihood that their own children, who will be infinitely more educated than you, will come back and continue from where they stopped. That is simple black African man's logic. If you don't go to school, at least my children who are educated abroad, they will all come back and they will even do better than you. Do you now understand what we are saying? Maybe you do. Maybe you do. The parish priest of the Nigerian Police Force Catholic Chaplaincy in Asaba. Even the Nigerian Police Force, they have Catholic Chaplaincy. They have Assemblies of God Chaplaincy. They have Anglican Chaplaincy. But when you come to England, you only have the Church of England. Is that correct? And they will come and tell you to practice religious tolerance, embrace each other and be one. Let your diversity be your strength. You know all that rubbish. but in England you have Church of England. And I want to ask Her Britannic Majesty, Queen Elizabeth II, why is it that we don't have Church of Rome in England? Why don't we have the Church of Scandinavia? Why must you be the head of the Church of England? Why are you not the head of the Church of Rome if you embrace equality and inclusion so much? They are not just asking us to embrace each other in Christendom. They are also asking us to embrace Islam. And I ask them, how many sultanates do you have in Britain? How many emirs and how many sheikhs do you have? The answer is zero. If you love sheikhs so much and a sultan, why don't you come and live with them? They can't, can they? Hypocrisy. And I hate it. The parish priest of Nigerian Police Force Catholic Chaplaincy in Asaba, Reverend Father Pius Onwebuzie, has raised the alarm over the threat to his life following a ban on church activities beside the police headquarters in Asaba, Delta State. Onwebuzie, an assistant superintendent of police, has told the over 500 worshippers, "My life is in danger. If anything happens to me, know the source. If I am shot and killed, either through accidental discharge, please know the source. If my car has accidentally, mysteriously, trace the source. Somebody somewhere is after my life. Everybody should please take note." Onwebuzie alarmed. Trouble started when Alkali Baba Usman, the state commissioner of police, Muslim man, ordered policemen to lock the gate leading to the Catholic chaplaincy beside the police headquarters in Asaba to prevent worshippers from entering and observing Sunday service in Biafra land. Awosa man came and is stopping people from going to a church to worship. Do you understand what we are saying? Some of you will not now. I don't know how else you want us to put it. Onye Awosa si ebo si bia na Biafra. Osuna goli pere Chineke ozo. Ebun na ekpere onye nwanyu. Awosa man came and said, "You cannot go to church beside police barracks." But in their places where they come from, they have mosque right inside the barracks itself. Awosa man, who is Islamic, came down to Biafra land and said, I feel sorry for them. You see a Biafran man, he is crying. "If anything happens to me, please know that Awosa is after me in his own father's compound." And I said to our people, "Can't you see how foolish you are?" This is it now. You wonder why we want Biafra. Lenian, onye Awosa berasaba. Sige pokula Chineke. In your own father's compound. Amazing stuff. Wonders shall never cease to happen. As we are reporting today, the Zoo military has slammed former President Olusegun Obasanjo as an embarrassment to the force he once served. Hours after Mr. Obasanjo on Monday announced his exit from the ruling PDP. He announced his exit from the PDP and the army is pouncing on him, castigating him. Now, I want to ask the Nigerian army, are you people part of PDP as well? The PDP Major General commanding the 82 Division at Enugu. Is that your title? But I hope Americans are listening and the British that support Awosa Fulani all the time. You can see, even the military are partisan. They get involved in party politics. I don't have time to discuss such nonsense. Eyewitnesses said that existing peace enjoyed in Imo State since the commencement of campaigns by different political parties was truncated when party supporters from the APC and the PDP clashed at the government house gate in Owerri, the Imo State capital of the southeastern part of the Zoo. Eyewitnesses said that the clash occurred at 8 a.m. on Tuesday when some aggrieved widows, all dressed in black attire from different local government areas of the state, alleged to be supporters of PDP stalwart and the Minister for State for Education, Professor Viola, whatever that means, Viola, Mamonyekonye Italy, Viola Onwuliri, marched towards the government house with coffins to protest against the purported and incessant media attacks on the minister by the state government. However, supporters of Governor Rotas Okorocha, who were not pleased with the whole scenario, attempted to prevent. These are people, Igbo people, fighting Igbo people. Amazing, amazing. And they wonder why we say the things we say. Ridiculous. They are fighting themselves. What is her name? Omuliri. And her name is Viola. I don't know. Maybe she was born in Italy or trained in Italy. My nonsense answers as it is this. Anyway, that concludes our news this very day, with the time now standing at very close to 18 minutes to 9 p.m. here in London. This is Radio Biafra and our lines are open. If you call us now, all of you attempting to call us all this while trying to pester us with calls, our lines are now open. But before I do so, I must defer to the barrister himself. The eminent barrister is back with us. Barrister, what do you make of our news presentation this very evening? Please go ahead.
Dear Director, well done as usual. You have given your best to the news on board. Director, first of all, the church issue with Delta people and the Hausa man, who has now the control of Christians, locking the gate. And when we tell our people, stop all these Yoruba Muslim churches, they will tell you it's not your business. Now the Hausas are using force to stop our own people. This is in Biafra land, not even in the north, where they are burning churches and killing them. This is in Biafra land. Very soon, they will ask us not to come out again. If we don't stop the Hausas this year, Director, we will expect a lot more. Because they are giving us too much and we have taken a lot. We are so gullible, so weak, that we cannot even come out a mass and say to the Hausas, now it's about time one of you go home. Blow this one Nigerian business. It's not working. Good luck, Jonathan, who is the weakest leader ever in that particular zoo.
In the whole world,
directly, if you have to put it that way. He cannot come out and say, look, a leader, you see this particular state that I want in my life. I'm going to handle this particular state. They'll pursue him, they'll petrol bomb him, they'll do all sorts. He come back, he's still campaigning. He wants to hold one Nigeria. Goodluck Jonathan is a useless entity. Now look, to tell you that they listen to our news here on Radio Biafra, this is another example. They have shifted the election from the Isles of March. Remember we preached about it here? On the 15th. They put it now to 28th. It's no longer the 15th. Because he doesn't try to make it. Goodluck Jonathan is too weak to be a president. Too dull to be a human being either. What a shame. But let me use director's word here. We carry on. ECOWAS are just waking up. Since 2009, Boko Haram started killing. ECOWAS are now waking up, warning Buhari and good luck. You guys should stop all this rubbish. Our people are dying. ECOWAS. Is it not for the West Africa? They are now waking up. Warning. Then after warning, what will happen? Our people are still dying every day. There is no recourse for the death of our people. It's happening as we talk. They can warn for all they care. But it doesn't matter. Buhari and his campaign people, they are prepared to kill. Buhari told us, this 2015, if he doesn't get into government, everywhere will be soaked in blood. It's up to us to tell our people. Buhari, also, Director, I'm sure you saw the clip before you went on air. Buhari says the reason why Igbos hate him is because he did during Nigerian Biafran war. If given another opportunity for another war, he will kill all Igbos in order to save Nigeria. So why are we sitting together with these people, Biafrans, Igbo people? Why you will see somebody who will be Buhari, who is carrying back for him for the sake of money? Somebody who has promised you that he's prepared to do. If you want the history to be written, he's prepared to write it again. But our people will go and vote for Buhari so that they will get some money. You see, this year will be a year of make or unmake. Every Biafran, wherever you are, I would advise that every Biafra man, woman, if you have a way to get a gun, a private gun for yourself, not relying on any soldier or any police. If a policeman comes to your door, to come and shoot him first. Because our life is at danger. And the law recognizes that everybody has the right for self-defense. And that is the right of Biafrans. We've been killed so much. We've been marginalized, treated like animals. We don't have any right anymore. The Muslim asking a pastor for his own parish to be shut down, more or less. But he's prepared to go to mosque and sing all those their songs. What kind of a country should we tolerate rubbish? And nobody will care about it to say, what is going on here? The answer is up to you. My mom always said to you, only trust him, but if you want your fellow man or woman to kill you, so it will be. But if you're sharp enough, you get there before them. That's by the way. Peter Obi, I want to mention this guy because yesterday he alerted me. Peter Obi, because of all the crimes this guy committed, the day we are having wakekeeping of Ojukwu, Peter Obi could not, the security men would not allow him to come in. It was only this, our late Dora Akunyelu, that came to plead with the security men to allow Peter Obi inside the place. Peter Obi has committed a lot of atrocities that he has to be questioned about it. He has to be arrested, locked up, and for him to provide all the evidence of what happened to those people he threw inside a river. Our people died. Nobody, after inquest, Peter Obi could not even release it. It was Radio Biafra that campaigned for the inquest of those our dead men. Peter Obi, up to today, sees the result and still walking about because he has the support of an Hausa man or woman. Our people should take note. Nobody has ever committed atrocity against our people shall be let free. Even if it was it about 2 or 3 days ago, the British locked up a man who I don't know if he committed rape or if it was something he committed in the First World War. 98-year-old man, he was locked up. If we have to adapt the same style, anybody that deliberately killed our people will never get caught. Even if you're a white person, you can't get away with it. Because life is life. Peter Obi, yes, I'm done with that. The Igbos are now behaving as if they are no longer a race. They are behaving as if they no longer have a place to stay. We are all over the world. Hausa, Boko Haram will kill us. We go in Malaysia, they will kill us. We go in America, they will kill us. We come in Britain, they lock us up. We have no more homes. This year will definitely define if we are a race or if we are just animals, as the director will put it. I'm standing by. Thank you.
Thank you, Barrister. Thank you very, very much for that. Always a pleasure to have you with us. Always a pleasure to gain your views and your opinions regarding the issues we are presenting on this very platform. And with that, our lines are now open. +44208133996 +44783130836 We are also on Skype on Radio Biafra. On Radio Biafra on Skype, we are capturing that very line on multiple systems. It shouldn't be a problem for us. And I can confirm once again, if you have people in Okozo, Okozo is on Radio Biafra CHK 97.6. Okozo is on CHK 97.6. The caller, can you hear me? The caller on the line, can you hear me?
Yeah. Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening, my director.
Good evening, my dear brother.
Yeah, I'm calling from Abia State in Aba, in Biafra land.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Yeah, my name is Richard Chukwu.
Richard Chukwu, go ahead.
Yeah, please, I want to ask you some questions concerning about the 7 players of Army Biafra, so that we, the young youth, we don't have to work what we are doing, but we decided to fight for our father's land. And if we are dying, we know that we die in the course of fighting for our freedom. If there is a way that you can be able to direct us, we are able and agile to join the Afghan army so that we can be able to fight for our freedom together. Because the Afghan land, the poor that fought for the cause, although they've gone, but they have the young ones who are able and capable to fight for our freedom, because we know we have the younger ones who are still training, that we can use our life and our able life to fight for our freedom. May Chukwu Adiama still guide you and protect you.
Thank you very much. Get a pen and paper. Get a pen and paper, and I will give you a number. If you call this very number, you will become part of what we are doing. If you are lucky enough to be selected, you will be part of what we are doing. If you want to volunteer yourself to serve your country, Biafra, I mean, in truth and honesty, to give your life before any other thing. The number to call is 090-907-76589. I repeat, 090-907-76589. If you're calling from outside, it is +234-909-077-6589. Thank you very much. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
Good evening, dear friends. I am Emeka Onyebuchi, the National Coordinator of Indigenous People of Biafra in the UK. I am from Obago in Ogu, Enugu Province, Biafra Land. Following our appeal yesterday for your help towards contributing money for the purchase of our satellite internet connectivity equipment, I want to reinforce or reiterate that appeal. Before I continue, may I clarify this issue that borders on our objectives for the purchase of this equipment? The equipment is not a transmitter as being interpreted or peddled in some certain quarters. The equipment will enable us broadcast from Biafra land to other parts of the world by bypassing the Nigerian telecommunication infrastructure. In other words, it will serve as a gateway to the rest of the world. This will eliminate the unduly interference, manipulation, and sabotage of our broadcast hitherto carried out by the agents of Nigerian government. It will also help us to receive quality calls from outside world during broadcast. I wish to thank those who responded so far and those that have pledged to donate. May Chukwu Abiyama continue to bless and replenish your pockets. For those that are yet to respond, may Chukwu Abiyama give you the strength and desire to respond now as a matter of urgency. There are a little thing we can do that will go a long way towards raising money for these purchase. We can appeal to our families, friends, and colleagues. We can do this by, say, printing out a piece of paper with a headline, "Support Biafra Freedom, Support Radio Biafra." On this paper, you should provide rows where donors can write their names and amount donated. Please let them know that supporting Biafra is about liberating a group of people. Tell them that Biafra was brutally suppressed in the course of the war that happened in the 60s, where 6 million people were killed. Tell them that Biafra is about to regain its freedom. Tell them that Nigeria is not working, that Nigeria represents death, anarchy, lies, and deceit. Please remit your donation and contribution using this PayPal email. There is a little change to this. We've now decided to discard the previous email account I gave to you yesterday, which was vbuchi@aol.com. We now decided to use a centralized account, which is based in Germany. And the PayPal email for that account is omunna2014@gmail.com. I'll take it slowly. Is omunna2014@gmail.com. I'll spell it. Is U, which stands for uniform, M for Mike, U for uniform, N for November,
N for November, A for Alpha, 2014, at G stands for golf, M stands for Mike, I stands for, A stands for Alpha, I stands for India, L stands for Lima, .com, that is dot, C stands for Charlie, O stands for Oscar, M stands for Mike. Umunna 2014 at gmail.com. Please, if you are not conversant with PayPal account, contact your zonal coordinator. He will give you the proper bank account for this contribution. Please, reference it, radio equipment, so that we're able to distinguish it from other donations and the other money that is going to that account. And please, circulate this email widely.
Yes, Onyebuchi, I have an assignment to give to you. You have explained it very well, and I had two or three people call me as well. I want you, there were some pictures you sent to me when I was in Biafra and we were having these problems and you found this solution. I want you to also circulate those pictures again. Circulate those pictures again. I want them on Radio Biafra London on Facebook, because some of our people are very slow to learn. And you have done your best to explain to them how the system works. We are not seeking to purchase any transmitter. We have enough transmitters to last us a lifetime. Very soon, we will also unveil the nuclear bomb itself. What we are asking you to do is to enable us, when we are broadcasting from Biafra land, to carry our signal to London. Because right now, as we are transmitting from here in London, our equipment, our signal equipment is carrying it out and giving it to those of them that share it. We are on satellite. So we send that signal, my voice and the voice of our coordinator here in the UK, and even that of Barrister Mamuzu, was sent from our equipment here to those responsible for putting it on satellite. For those of you listening online, somebody carried that signal. It is called signal carriers. They carry the signal to all the platforms, all the websites, all the apps on your systems, or your mobile phones or your tablet that you're listening via. Somebody is responsible for taking my voice and putting it there. We channel it through the internet. Then the satellite itself becomes the transmitter that transmits the message. For those of them listening via CHK, the CHK relay stations are the ones now transmitting this very message. But this message has to get to them. How does it get to them? It is carried via the internet. And if we try to broadcast from the zoo, we have tried every network. As you heard me saying that time, we kept lamenting that the internet, the infrastructure, the telecommunications infrastructure, there is something called software and hardware. Let's put it that way. Let's consider the voice transmission to be software. The hardware is the physical transmitting stations itself in Biafra land, the physical satellite up in heaven transmitting our signal to the decoders that you have receiving us via satellite, and also all the online platforms. It's a very simple but yet complicated technology, and that is what we are seeking to do. We want to bypass the zoo, because anytime we are on Glo and we are broadcasting on Glo, they tell them that they have come again. All they need to do, Glo will check their IP address, where Radio Biafra is coming from, they shut it down. Very simple. So that is when I pack up and I tell you, we can no longer transmit. People will be complaining of the frustration. So we want to bypass the zoo entirely and go to heaven. From heaven, we come to London. From London, we then distribute our message. Sometimes you may hear me say to people, it takes nearly 5 to 6 seconds for you to hear my voice via your system. But if you're talking to me direct over the phone or Skype, you can hear me in real time. Why is that? Because my voice is carried, first of all, from Biafra land to London, from London to the transmitting stations, and then back to you. So even if I'm broadcasting from Biafra land from the studio, if I turn on the system in another room, it will take my voice nearly 8 minutes to get from where I am sitting and broadcasting to go to the next room. Why? Because it has to come to London and then come back and hit whatever platform we are using before people can hear it. So that is what we're explaining. It is not, I repeat, a transmitter. We are looking for a secure signal, a secure telephone line, more or less. That's what it is. We are looking for a secure telephone line to carry our voice data over to London and from London to the rest of the world. Please continue.
Thank you. In conclusion, therefore, the urgency for this is now. We must maintain confidence with our listeners, especially now that our FM is streaming across Biafra land, by maintaining an uninterrupted broadcast from Biafra land. And for those who has or who have remitted some money into the PayPal account I gave you yesterday, your money will be transferred to our centralized account in Germany. I will repeat it again. It's omunna2014@gmail.com. May Chukwu Abiyama bless Biafra and Biafran. Thank you, Director.
Thank you, my dear brother. Well spoken. Eloquently put. We have people who are fighting for us. Germany controls our finance. The entire family in Germany, every Biafran, every IPOB member in Germany is in charge of our funding. The same thing with where our COC also is in America. That is the two places where we hold them responsible if we run out of funds. Very, very important that you support them, especially in Germany. We have hope. When we started, I used to tell everybody, Germany and USA are key. Of course, we know that UK is the best performing country in the world financially. We know that very well. The UK don't make too much noise, but they're the best performing. We know that Malaysia was very, very strong in the past and will become strong again. All of you who are supporting from Hong Kong, from Japan, from Australia, all of you in Indonesia, very, very, in fact, all of you are very strong. Even Italy as well, exceptionally formidable Italy is. And I thank the work that Iranya continues to do there. Michael Iranya, that is very, very strong. Very, very strong. Italy is part of this very family all over the world, including Sweden. Benin, our people are rising up to the very challenge and they are supporting us in every way that they can. This is Radio Biafra once again. That very number is Omunna. The very email address, if you haven't done it before, try and do it for the very first time. That very email is omunna2014@gmail.com. omunna2014@gmail.com. This is Radio Biafra. We welcome all of you once again, and our lines are on. And I must make some hasty corrections, and I need Uchenaji to come back to me from the USA. I know now very clearly, and I thank you very much, Uchenaji, for, you know, obviously directing my thoughts to the place you should go to, for correcting me. Al Gore is from the state of Tennessee, but there was something about Al Gore and Ohio, and I wanted to research it. What is that? There was something that happened during the election between Al Gore and Ohio. That I don't know if it's the election with George Bush or something. Something happened, and I want to know. And also, of course, Chicago is in the state of Illinois. There was a band we used to listen to when we were a lot younger regarding Chicago and Illinois. It is Illinois, please. I hate to add. What you have, the body of water you see at the seafront, very beautiful part of Chicago, is the Michigan Lake. That was what confused me. The Michigan Lake. And I've been there, very beautiful part of the world. I hasten to add. Very, very beautiful. The Michigan Lake is very, very beautiful. And with the adjoining properties facing the waterfront, absolutely magnificent. Chicago is the capital of the state of Illinois. There is no way the governor of Illinois can wake up one morning and declare public holiday because Obama is coming. That is absolutely impossible. And I must also add that the date for when I was looking for that Chubu Kadi ran as running mate to Buhari was in 2003, it's either 2003 or 2007, I can't quite remember, but it will come to me, somebody will clarify me in a short while, because there are people who are in touch with me regularly via inbox on Facebook, thank you very much, because all our systems are open, they are all open here before me. The caller on Skype, on the phone line, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, good evening, Director.
Good evening.
My name is Uchoma Inwebu.
Yes, please.
I'm from Isiala Oboro, Omuahia, Biafra land.
Thank you very much, my dear sister. Thank you.
I'm calling from London.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Greetings, fellow Biafrans, friends of Biafrans, and lovers of freedom. This is to inform all the indigenous people of Biafra here in London about our upcoming evangelism on Saturday, the 21st February 2015. The time is 1 p.m. and our venue is Dustin Market. Our meeting point is at McDonald's. And the direction is, if you are coming from South and Southeast London, you go to London Bridge and take bus 149. And for those coming from North London, enter the same bus and stop at Dustin Kingsland Station. And those from Stratford, take Overground train and stop at Dustin Kingsland. For any direction, contact Festus and Equay on 0740416 38215. Or Callistus Anoro on 0744-8178-394. Or myself, Uchama Irebu, on 0740558017. Or Uzuaka on 0747-402-6600. For more information, follow us on www.radiobiafra.co or www.biafratelevision.com or www.ipob.org. And I want to use this opportunity to invite our brothers, sisters, uncles, aunties, mothers, fathers to all come out and join us in this evangelism, to speak out for our rights and quest for our liberty. Dear friends, especially Igbo-speaking dear friends, can I remind us that if we do not come out and stand for our rights, for liberation, no one will do it for us.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, please, go ahead.
Yes.
Yes, we are here. Go ahead.
And I want to also remind us that, you know, especially, I want to remind especially, you know, some of our brothers and sisters that are always calling Radio Biafra. They always come in and contributing lovely ideas. I would like them to come out and exhibit that lovely gift they got. So join us in this lovely, you know, evangelism. They should all come out, not just coming to call on Radio Biafra and contributing. It would be very good if you all come out and speak out your mind, speak out, you know, what you believe in, so that God will help us to restore our nation. I want to use this opportunity as well to thank those of our brothers and sisters that always come out and drop whatever they are doing. They all come out and evangelize. I invite you to come out this time as well to do the same. And may Chukwu Abiama bless you all as you come.
Yes,
and Director, may Chukwu Abiama continue to bless you and protect you for
yes,
what you are doing for Biafra.
Yes, sir.
God bless
yes,
you.
God bless you too. Don't go away. Can you give us the time again for this evangelism and the venue, please, if you may?
Yeah, the time is 1 p.m.
Yes.
And the venue is Dustin Market.
Dustin Market. When is it? When is it this Saturday coming?
This Saturday coming to the 21st of February.
21st of February, this Saturday coming, 1 p.m. Dustin Market. Please, here are the telephone
yes.
numbers once again, because somebody came in and was asking for all your numbers today. I tried to call him. He said I should try later. I will send or text you his number as well. I must give out the telephone numbers of anybody who happens to be in the southeast part of England who wants to come out to participate in the evangelism. That is why the UK is so strong. That is why they meet their obligation before every other person. That is why they are the highest contributors and donors to this very effort, because they never ever stop evangelizing. The numbers, once again, starting from that of our coordinator in London, Faces Anekwe, a very fine Biafran, I must say. 0740416 3215. Is that correct? For Faces Anekwe.
Yes, that's right, yes.
0740416 3215. This is for those of them in London wishing to participate in Saturday's evangelism in Dalston. The other number as well is 0744817 8394. The other one as well is 0740558017. Is that correct?
That's right.
And the last but not least is 0747403600. I don't know if I'm right with that one either.
No, that's not right. Can I repeat that? It's
please do.
07.
Yes.
07.
Yes.
47.
Mm-hmm.
40.
Yeah.
26.
Yeah, 26. Yes.
600.
0747402600. Is that correct?
26600. Yes.
That is correct. Yes. 0747402600. If you wish to participate
right.
in the evangelism in London, which is their hallmark, something they are known for, please come to Dalston on Saturday. We are without fear before our enemies, and I encourage you all. Thank you, my dear sister, for calling. And may Chukwa Biama continually bless you, all the Biafran families in London and your respective families. Thank you very much. I have a caller on the line. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes,
are you
please.
Talking to me?
I am talking to you. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Okay, good morning.
And good evening from here.
My name is Chisom Samuel Aja. I'm calling from Klang, Malaysia.
From Malaysia. Are you part of the family in Malaysia? Are you part of us?
Yes, I'm part of the family here in Klang.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Okay. I'm the one that called the other day concerning the radio, the Flashy HK FM, reaching to my village in Ogun local government area of Enugu State, Biafra.
Yes.
Yes, I called my people. They have not received the CHK FM yet.
Is there any hill? Is there any hill between Enugu and your village? Because somebody wrote to me yesterday saying that even some places around Enugu they don't receive NTA because of the hill, because of the formation. So I need to know, maybe where you come from, we need to go and install a private relay station for them. That's what I'm thinking, because we want everybody in Biafra land to be on FM, then everybody in the rest of West Africa to be on AM once we finish building the mast. What I'm asking you is there any hill between Enugu and where you are? Because our relay station is in Enugu, so I need to know if there is any breakage between there and Ogu, then we can know how to deal with it.
Yes, the Ogu town, the main Ogu town, is on top of hill. The main of town, the local government area, is on top of hill. That's my local government area. You may know the place. Close to Ishagu Junction, close to Akinokwa.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do, yes. Anyway, I will send the Biafra coordinator to go and have a look. There will be a special, we take out our time to make sure we survey the area very well and understand exactly why CHK is not getting there, because it should. Okozo is receiving it. People in Okozo can confirm that they are receiving Radio Biafra on CHK 97.6. So I see no reason why Ogu shouldn't get it. But we shall look into it and rectify whatever technical difficulties that is preventing the reception of the signal in Ogu, as you have just highlighted.
Okay. And I'll be glad. I'm spreading the news to my people back home, even the ones living in Enugu town. I'm trying to spread the news to them, and I'll be glad to confirm the CHK FM in my hometown, Ogun. And I'm thanking you for your work. We are seeing the handwork of work of God you have been for us. We are thanking you, and keep on. God will bless you,
and
God will
too.
Keep protecting you. Thank you very much, Director. God
Thank
bless you,
you
and
you.
Your family.
And you too.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Thank you for your call. This is Radio Biafra. We are live and we are direct, and humanity is listening to us. If you're joining us for the very first time, we do this every blessed day, sometimes time permitting and circumstance. We come to you twice every blessed day, in the morning and also in the evening. Wherever you are around the world, we must welcome you. This is Radio Biafra. It is your platform of truth, where we continually preach this very gospel regarding the restoration of the kingdom of heaven upon the face of the earth. And that very God's kingdom is the Republic of Biafra. We are going over to the line to see who is there. Please, the caller from the UK, stay where you are. The caller on the other line, can you hear me? Your name and where you are, please. This is Radio Biafra.
Are you talking to me, sir, director?
Yes, I'm talking to you, please. Your name and where you are.
Well, my name is Chihurumnanya Iwuchukwu.
Chihurumnanya. Chihurumnanya. What is the meaning of your name in English?
God loves me, and my last name is Iwuchukwu, the Lord of God.
My goodness me. Please go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay, Director, thank you so much for the good work you're doing. In fact, you inspire me, you motivate me. You just make me want to be the best Biafran ever. But you know what? I just will only start one step at a time. And I just love it when the barrister speaks and he sets the tone that I just love one to come in. Here is the scenario now. Here come an Hausa man locking a church, telling a priest not to perform the worship of the Chukwu Abiyama. And I'm sitting here wondering, where are all these bishops of red caps? The Nigerian Catholic Bishop Association. What happens to them? What happens to Onaikon and his men? What about the archbishops of whatever, Enugu, wherever they are? Now, Amwa Suola, all of them are quiet. But you know what? I now call on every priest of God. You might as well now get your AK-47 and put on your bed, because it's going to get worse. And I call on every seminarian in Igbo land. Find your own gun, because it's going to get worse. Well, here we are now at this time. This is exactly what I was saying the other time. When the white man, the British, came in with two religions, he gave us, the intelligent ones who have the properties, the resources of the zoo, he gave us Christianity and taught us Jesus, turned the other cheek, and gave the baboons Muhammad and guns to threaten. And so when the time comes, he sets the stage. Use the Muslims and threaten the Christians, because the Christians go to church every Sunday and get fired. Are you hearing me, Director?
Loud and clear. Go ahead.
Good. And so that's what we're talking about now. What will the Christians do to defend their God-given right for free worship? What has a police station got to do to close a church? And now they stopped harassing people on the streets. Now what they are going to do now is to go and harass people who are going to church.
Too much.
This is exactly what we are talking. Where are our people? Who are the Christians? All these pastors, men of God, women of God, the ball is on the court now. If you, as a man of God, a pastor, a woman of God, a priest, a bishop in the Biafra land, and you do not get prepared, you do not preach Biafra, wait for your own demise. They will set the stage. Now, there was a news that broke out over 2 weeks ago where Muslim, I don't know if you heard about it, they brought these dangerous daggers which the man was being put with a very muzzle paralyzing material that is called atropine, and they gave it to students in universities who are in courts to start killing each other.
My goodness.
Now, those, some of those daggers have been retrieved in Owerri and in Aba, and some are still working with it. These are daggers that were brought from the north.
Absolutely, absolutely terrible. It is terrible what is going on in our land, and people don't follow it. I must thank you, my dear brother. Thank you very, very much for that. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra, our dear brother from Hungary, trying to also bring to our attention the evil machinations of those of them that descended from the Mohammedan Emirates of the North, who are claiming they are Nigerians because of the oil in Biafra land. I have somebody on the phone, I must say. Can you hear me?
Hello, good evening, sir, director.
Good evening.
Yes, this is Dr. Bosun from Manchester.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm calling this evening to announce our upcoming meeting this coming very Sunday on the 22nd of February 2016. Our address, our place for the meeting, usually address is Manchester Central Fire Station in the community room in Thompson Street, New Cross. And it's, the postcode is M45EP. Our coordinator's number is 079-31-93-9-3-5-8. Our provost number, in case if you can't be able to reach our coordinator, is 074-28-08-1280. Thank you. And director,
yes.
Please, I have something to say regarding last time I had somebody send me a message on WhatsApp regarding what President Goodluck Jonathan said, that if a child fails his class, he has to repeat. So they need to repeat the presidency in order to finish their job. But I am here to tell them that as they have the intention of repeating, they should know that their generations to come is in danger. Their own king's people are in danger. Their nation, their front people are in danger. So as they have in mind to rule the United States of Nigeria, they should know that they are not united as he thinks. Yesterday, you called the names of those who are owning oil wells in Nigeria that are about to expire. I don't think there is any name of the Niger Delta indigenous in that list.
Not at all.
But when we are talking about their own kind, then we intend to see it as if it is because of the oil or is because of one this or that. But this is the step or the efforts to that will enable you to benefit from your natural resources that God has given to you, that we are making effort regarding. And some of them will be at the corner and they will be yapping. And the next thing I want to say, Director, please, I hope you will put in place a vigorous response on how to treat the saboteurs in Biafra land. Because people like those who are now in Facebook talking about satellite that the what we are intending to do, because everything that comes up, they will want to use it as policy. They want to use it to undermine what we are doing. But all these people, there should be a way how they were going to get back in their own coins. And those who try to sabotage what we are doing in repent when soldiers will march. Such people should be used vigorously as great example to wipe out sabotage spirit in Biafra. Because that is the way that the Mohammedan Emirates of the North and the Yoruba are coming into our people. So we have to really stamp it out by giving them a severe punishment. So this is what I want to contribute tonight. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much, Mother Brother. Thank you very, very much for that. It's well understood, very, very clear. And we welcome that he was announcing the meeting going to take place in Manchester. As I said, the UK is very, very strong. If you have your meetings to announce, please come on air and do so that the rest of the world may hear it. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? And thank you for waiting. This is Radio Biafra, your name and where you are, please.
Hello, my director. My name is Obonna Emeka Mwane. I'm calling from India. Good morning from India, my director.
And good evening from United Kingdom.
My director, I welcome you back to United Kingdom in the name of Chifa Mstuka Gamba.
Ise?
Welcome back. My regards to your family and to everyone, your lovers, one around you, sir.
Thank you.
My regards to our deputy director, Uchenefo, and our barrister, Anmezu Karamonde, our lawyer, and our COC, all the principal offices of GAFA representative offices. I greet everybody, my regards to everyone, and I say, my Chukwu Abiyama, continue to thank you guys in the name of Chukwu Abiyama, I pray.
You say?
My director, I don't have much to say. It has been long, and they have been called, but I'm listening. I only just want to say thank you for all the good work you are doing for us. I say, may you continue doing it. We are not able to give you the gift or to thank you enough, but you are the man shall do the great one to you. This is my prayer to you. I know we punch your person and shall be praised and in Jesus' name I pray.
Amen and amen. Thank you.
So my director, I thank you once again for making it possible for we and come from Enugu State, and every local government. Of my village, precise neighboring village to Ike Kurimada. So I just since yesterday, I'll be calling my mom to check if they can receive our signal from the CHK 97.6, but then said they couldn't get it. I don't know.
Which part of Enugu is this?
A little local government. Neighboring village to Ikeme Kuremado.
I know.
Just five minutes drive from Ikeme Kuremado's village. My village.
And where is his? I don't know who Kuremado is. Where is his village? What's the name of his village?
Mpu. After Diabo, then you get to Mpu from Kutuapanko.
Okay. Again, I'm sure that Chidebere is listening, our Biafran coordinator, and he will do something about it. And because we want to make sure that we do everything we do in phases, we want to make sure we saturate Biafra land with what I call triple coverage. Because when things begin to happen in the zoo, Yoruba will not report what we are doing. Our side will not do so either. And the world will be ignorant to our plight. So we want to make sure that every layer of communication is taken care of and there is saturation on the ground back home. And then we proceed to do the rest that we have to do or we need to do. So be rest assured that very, very shortly your village as well will be covered because we are introducing new technologies. We are propagating, which is a very difficult thing to do. But in no distant future, I can assure you that not just the whole of Biafra land, the entirety of the zoo, the whole of West Africa and beyond will be placed on transistor radio. Be rest assured.
Thank you very much, my director. The only one, as Abalist always say, and for my dad always say, big match to it. My regards to you, sir.
Thank you very much. Thank you, my dear brother. Thank you very much for calling. This is Radio Biafra. We are live. We are direct. We are taking calls from you right across the face of this very planet. There are people staying up this very moment listening to Radio Biafra. Some people should be working, but they are not working. They are listening to Radio Biafra. And once you call us, we are duty bound to take your calls because that is what we pledge to do. And that is exactly and precisely what we are doing on this very noble platform. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Lastly, the caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, director.
Thank you very much.
I can hear you.
Thank you very much, Mother Sister. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, Director.
Good evening.
I thank Chukwu Abiyama for joining me, for you coming back to London.
You say.
Today, Mike, first of all, Nenaya Anya, I'm from Achara, Ihe Kiowa, in Biafra land, which is in Abia State. Today is the 16th of February. I'm going to call out the monthly dues for February, what I have so far, and the people that have paid. Then tomorrow, I will go to the defense fund. I will now update IPOB of the latest that I have. But today, I must go, first of all, to the February 2015 monthly dues. First, I will call out the countries that have paid in full. Normally, I go into three stages. The first stage is the country that paid in full. The second stage is the country that some zones paid and some did not pay. And the third group will be amongst those that did not pay at all. Now, we go to the first group. Those that paid in full are as follows. Australia, Austria, Belgium paid their arrears for October, November, and they promised to pay for December, January, February soon. Hopefully they will do that. Czech Republic, Hong Kong have paid, Israel have paid, Japan, Netherlands, Senegal, Turkey paid for November, United States of America, and United Kingdom. These are the countries that have made full payments. Now we'll go to the second group. The second group are countries that some zones paid while the others did not pay. We go to Germany, start from Germany. In Germany, the zones that paid are as follows. Aachen, Augsburg is a new zone that just started this month and they paid already. You know, I commend Michael Anyeji, as he is the coordinator, for a good work done. Keep it up. The next one is Bremen. Düsseldorf paid, Hamburg paid, Cologne paid, Mannheim paid, München paid, Nuremberg. I received their receipt today, but I cannot say paid because the IPOB account has not been credited, but it's on the way. Osnabrück have not paid for January, February. Stuttgart paid, but they paid for January. They have not paid for February. Frankfurt have not paid for December. Since December, they called yesterday. The coordinator called me. Remy Opara said that they will pay. Let's hope they will do as they said. The next one is Ireland. In Ireland, there are five zones. The zones that paid are as follows. Dublin, Kerry, Limerick, and Waterford, they paid. But one did not pay, Cork, and the coordinator is Peter Awuzie. We go to Italy. In Italy, they have 11 zones. Three zones have paid so far. And the zones that pay are as follows. Padova, Treviso, Verona, Rome, I've seen their receipts, but the account is not yet credited. So maybe by my next announcement, it should be okay. Only three zones paid. Now, the zones that did not pay are as follows. Ancona, and the coordinator is Sam Chibuikem. Ferrara did not pay. The coordinator is Festus Onye Bucci. Palermo did not pay. The coordinator is Mike Ogueri. Udine have not paid. The coordinator is Wilson Eze Dinachi. Betabo have not paid. The coordinator is Matthew Mwabueze. Milano have not paid. The coordinator is Daniel Chuku. Torino have not paid. The coordinator is Christopher Anthony. India, there are seven zones. Only one have paid so far. A bit disappointing because normally about three or four will pay by this time. Now, the only zone that paid is West Delhi, India. Now, the ones that have not paid are as follows. North Delhi, India, and the coordinator is Obioha Anubuogo. South Delhi, India. The coordinator is Adolphus Nwabu Ike. Gyojong Zone. The coordinator is Ikechukwu Osuji. Mumbai Zone. They have not paid. The coordinator is Anthony. Please, I would like to have the names in full. You know, Anthony, anybody can answer Anthony, but I need the surname as well. Punjab has not paid. The coordinator is Gibbs Rome. Goa, the coordinator, they have not paid. The coordinator is Joseph Chiku Emeka. Now we go to Spain. Spain, they have 5 zones, but now there is a new zone. Now, the zones that have paid are as follows. Bilbao, they paid for the arrears December to February. The same applies to Madrid. They paid the arrears from December to February. The other zone that paid is Victoria. Now, they have a new zone, I presume. It's called Catalonia. They paid. So, out of the 6 zones, 4 paid. Malaga did not pay, and the coordinator is Clement Ora Malu. Valencia did not pay, and the coordinator is Emmanuel Nebe Olisa. Switzerland, they have 5 zones. 4 zones paid so far. Ben has paid, Delamont has paid, Geneva has paid, Olten Basel has paid, but Zurich have not paid. And the name of the coordinator is Martin Aneto. They have not paid. So this is the second group. Now we go to the third group. These ones have not paid anything at all. So we don't know whether they are still with us or they are now in the group of Onweke Sinea, because you never know. Now, those that have not paid are as follows. Cambodia, they are still owing IPOB since November. China have not paid for February. Greece have not paid for February. Dubai have not paid for February. France have not paid for January to February. The coordinator is Kenneth, Jonathan Kenneth. Cambodia, I'm sorry, the coordinator is Kingsley Che. White China, the coordinator is Ngozi Etel. Greece, the coordinator is Ikechukwu Amam. Indonesia, they have not paid for February. The coordinator is Isaac Eze. Malaysia, they have not paid for February. The coordinator is Obilo Anthony. Norway, they have not paid at all. Pakistan, they have not paid for February. The coordinator is Chigozie Achosien. Russia, they have not paid since December. The coordinator is Agujebe Mbajito. Sweden, they have not paid for February, and the national coordinator is Joseph Obiora Wilson. Taiwan, they have not paid since November to February, and the national coordinator is Lawrence Ani. Thailand, they have not paid. Their coordinator is Excellence Mba. Turkey, they paid, but they paid for November. So they are still owing December to February. I believe those, maybe by next week, some will pay up, you know, because it's very, very necessary. And tomorrow, I'm going to update the IPOB worldwide with the latest on what I have with the Biafran Defense Funds, especially on national and zonal coordinators. There is no way out. Tomorrow, I have to call it out. Now, before I close, Director, I want to repeat the PayPal account again so that people can jot it down. Can I go ahead, Director?
Of course you can. Okay. Please go ahead, yes.
Okay. The PayPal account is omona2014@gmail.com. I repeat, omona, umunna2014@gmail.com. In case you want to make any payments there, I mean, you are free, you know. Director, that's what I have for now. But tomorrow, I'm going to go on the Biafran Defense Fund because I did promise that I'll be calling on that every week. and I'm going to do just that tomorrow. That is what I have for now on monthly dues for February.
Thank you very much, my dear sister. Thank you very, very much. Always welcome. You're doing your job excellently well. And for that reason, we are powering ahead, making things that were once impossible become possible. That this very day, our people can listen to Radio Biafra right across the face of this very planet. We are uniting Biafrans, those who are genuine and real. And we are doing so with the fear of Chukwu Abiama every step of the way. Thank you very much, my dear sister. You must continue to do your work. You have to continue because there is no other way out. You are performing exceedingly well, and may Chukwu Abiama always be your guide. I have somebody on the other line. Can you hear me? Can you hear me, please? Thank you, my dear sister. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, please. Hello?
Yeah, I'm calling from Imo State.
From Imo State. Which part of Imo State is that, please?
Imo State.
Which?
I'm calling from Imo State. Is that Radio Biafra?
This is Radio Biafra. Imo State is very wide and big. Which part of Imo State are you calling from?
From Nkwere.
From Nkwere. Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
All right. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, of course. I can hear you loud and clear. Please go ahead. You go ahead.
Okay. I have something to say. Very, very important. And this thing is, director is doing a great job. Most people don't know that director is sent by God. Because if I have to say a few things, director, this is what you have to know. The people that we are killed in Biafra, we are not mourned, and their spirit is still hovering in Nigeria. Two, a woman will be pregnant and a baby will be caught and baby will bring up and start. Nigeria can never forgive such a thing. Nothing Nigeria will do that they will escape from this. Most people don't know that Nigeria is sinking every day. Lucifer is drinking with hand grenades. And already the thing is off. When he's drunk, Nigeria will explode. And Nigeria is exploding already. What is happening right now is this. There are several people in Nigeria.
My dear brother, please, hello, your line is not clear. Please, my dear brother, your line is not clear. I ask you to please endeavor to call us back. Try and call us back. I have a caller on Skype. Can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me either. The caller on Skype cannot hear me. This is Radio Biafra. Let us see if the one on the phone, not on that one either. I don't know, perhaps where they are contacting us from. Things are not very well over there. Maybe where they are calling us from, things are not very fine. This is Radio Biafra. Wherever you are, we must welcome you. Our job here is to take your call and, of course, put it to the rest of humanity. Therefore, irrespective of where you are resident, this is your radio station, because through this very means, we bring the children of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama, together. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Hello, Director.
Yes, please. Raise your voice for me. Your name and where you are. No, something is fundamentally wrong. Let us go to the line. That is about the sixth caller on Skype who is dropping. I don't know why that is the case. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, please. Give us your name.
Hello?
Yes, hello. I can hear you very well. Your name and where you're calling from?
Hello, Director. Good evening.
Good evening.
Hello, Director. Good evening.
Good evening, and turn your system
Hello,
down.
Director.
I can hear you. Please, turn your system off or you turn it down, because if you're waiting to get my response via your listening device, it takes more seconds than it takes you to listen to me and talk to me direct. Please, turn your system down, and then you speak to me.
I've done it, sir. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, my dear brother. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Okay, my name is Michael Iketsuku from Imo State. I'm calling from Imo local government.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
My director, I want to thank God because of the life he gave to us, to the Biafrans. And I want to thank our brothers in different countries wherever they are contributing to make sure that Biafra comes to reality. I want to thank all of them. Then, Director, I want to thank you too for making reality to be exposed, because many people is afraid of speaking the truth, but it is only in Biafra, in Radio Biafra today, that the whole world can hear the truth. Anybody who wants to hear the truth, we tune only the Radio Biafra, because it is only in Radio Biafra that the truth is speaking. So, not that people don't know the truth, but they know the truth, but they are afraid of speaking the truth. But I thank God who give us you, a fearless lion, I called you, who does not fear anybody, to speak the truth, to make the whole world know the truth, that Nigeria has expired. I thank God that you visited home about 2 weeks ago. You see that no federal road is good. Every federal road in Nigeria has expired. We are suffering a lot in this country. So we have every reason to have Biafra. So I thank you for every effort. I thank our brothers who are contributing in one way or the other to make sure that Biafra comes to reality. So my only contribution here is let every indigenous of Biafra, anything you want to do, anything you know that if you do it, it will help Biafra to come to a reality.
Yes, go ahead. Can you hear me?
Because of Apple money.
Yes.
Hello, hello.
Yeah, I can hear you. Go ahead.
So, let them stop following all these politicians because of their Apple money, because of that stupid money they gave to them. Then they will say they are right. Let us stand on our own right and regain Biafra. And Biafra will pay us a lot, more than all those politicians. Let the youth of this day, let the youth of Biafra hear this day. Let them forget all these politicians. They cannot give them what we are going to regain from Biafra. Thank you, Director.
Thank you, my dear brother. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra, and people are calling us. Let us try Skype once again and see what is going on there. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes, Director, I can hear you.
Please go ahead. Your name and where you are.
Okay, Director, this is Clement Aramolo, the Malaga Connector.
Thank you very much. They say
and
you,
the National Connector. Yes.
What is that? They say you've not paid. What is going on? Hello? Have we lost him as well?
Hello, I'm here, sir.
I said, why have you not paid? Our sister said that Malaga hasn't paid. Why?
Yeah, that is why I was trying to call, sir. We supposed to make pay today, but there's some delay, not because of the money. But tomorrow we are not going to fail. We are very sorry for the delay.
That's okay.
And it won't continue like this again. We are very, very sorry for the delay.
That's okay. That's
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's so, okay.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. Thank you. That is why he called. To clarify, because thank you very much for that, my dear brother. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra, wherever you are. Once again, we are welcoming you. Our lines are going mental. We expect it to. People are calling us from right all over this very planet. And what can we do but to take their call? The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, Director, I can hear you. Good evening, sir, Director.
Good evening.
Director, God bless you.
And you too.
Director, I thank God for the journey mercy that he granted unto you, Director.
You see?
Director, may God bless you and bless your family. Director, the good work you are doing, the whole world is seeing it. Director, I just want to, to clarify something that Cork has paid their monthly dues, because we paid monthly dues of February in advance.
Okay.
And I have called my national coordinator. He said yes, because we paid too early, that he will inbox you. We paid February on January 16th. So we have paid for long. So there's no way.
You're in the clear.
We cannot.
I know that.
We cannot do.
Cork cannot fail. They can never fail.
We are the first person to fail. So, but I know it's a mistake. I don't want to call. But what I call is that so that my people will not be feeling somehow.
Okay.
So, no Director, I thank Chukwu Abiyama for what you are doing. And also, I want to use this opportunity to announce our general meeting of Indigenous People of Biafra Island that we have in Cork. We are going to hold that in Cork on this coming Saturday, 22nd of February 2015 by 3:30. And I use this opportunity to call all Biafrans, both new and old, who wants to join us. Those who wants to come and see what we are doing, before they will join, they are welcome. The old members, that they will come, well, I urge them to come in time those people that are asking too much questions, they should come in and see what we are doing.
Exactly.
And then if they want to join, that is good, because it's good to see before you join. And then clarify, you should not to go outside and say what you don't know.
Exactly.
So that's why I'm inviting them. And also, Director, I want to use this opportunity as well to, you know, say the, you know, congratulate about what we are doing in Biafra land, how the radio, because yesterday we heard that the FM is, all the Enugu, everywhere is getting the radio, which is a good thing. People I call at home, they said that is fine. They are hearing it. So we are doing a great job. And also, I would also like to remind our brother and the national coordinator of UK that call about, you know, about the contribution of the money for the transmitter that will be, you're waiting to, so that we cannot be getting when you're, you know, doing the, when you're giving us gospel, you know, at Biafra land, sometimes it will break off. So we need to buy that equipment as well, you know, for him to remind people again about the, you know, account number of paper.
Yes, is actually.
And also, I want.
Yes, is it is Omona 2014? Omona, you.
Okay, Omona
2014. All right. That's all. At gmail.com. Omona, okay. UMUNNA. Omona 2014 at gmail.com. Via PayPal,
right,
please. Via PayPal. That's our
contact. Okay, Director. Yes. No problem. So, and also, I want to use this opportunity to, you know, tell the family of our dad, late dad, Professor Innocent Odenigbo, that we always put them in prayer, that God will guide them. And that our professor went to see God. He's not dead yet.
That is correct.
And they should take heart. And we're praying for them every day. And God will bless them and guide the children. And also another professor, Innocent, will come up there. The children, another professor will come up from the family as well. Director, continue what you're doing. I thank you so much. And that's another thing I want to, you know, just comment that Uchemefo, our deputy director, was, you know, anchoring the program last 2 days, and somebody said we should not discuss about the news in Nigeria, you know, what's happening. So so I'm just saying that if we don't discuss anything, if you don't give us the news, how can we know what is happening in the zoo? And if you tell people don't vote, you have to tell people why they don't want, they will not vote. So it's good that we hear the news. And then so that people will know what we are doing. So Director, I thank you so much. I don't want to stay too long here. So on behalf of the indigenous people of Biafra in Ireland, I thank you. And we say may God bless you and bless your family. And may God bless all the people of indigenous people of Biafra, the whole world, worldwide. And Director, continue doing what you're doing. Anything we will do to make sure that Biafra come, we will do that. Director, we will not leave you.
Thank you. I know
well
you
done,
won't.
Director.
I know you won't. Thank you very much. I like people who are consistent. Others are fair weather friends. They come once darkness comes, they leave you and run away. Fair weather friends, they are not strong enough. I can understand those of them who have been banished, those of them who can never come close to us, never again. They can stay by the sidelines and flounder. They can be outside looking in. They can never participate in this heavenly glory. That is the restoration of Biafra under our watch. It is going to happen. If you like it, if you don't, that is your business. Biafra will come under our watch. Thank you very much. I must remind everybody, our sister have announced those who are not keeping up to their obligation. But they will call me and say, you need to start something. But you have not paid your monthly dues, no defense fund. How are we supposed to start something? Is it through you, through prayer and fasting? I do not know. At least if you cannot contribute towards your monthly contribution, you have not paid your defense fund, but you think you're a Biafran, you want to help Biafra, the least you can do is to tweet. For those of you in the far eastern part of the world, today is our Tweet Tuesday. You are in your Tuesday already. For those in Australia, Indonesia, in Singapore, for those in Malaysia, in Thailand, in China, in Japan, in New Zealand, all of you in that part of the world, in the Philippines, it is your Tuesday. You must tweet. You have to tweet to let the world know. Or would they go, in Haiti, you don't have money to contribute? Okay, I agree, you don't have it. But can't you tweet? You are on Facebook sometimes gossiping. Use that time to tweet. Remind humanity of our obligation to those we have not given birth to. To those who we have not even been born. That it is our responsibility, this very generation, to secure Biafra for those yet unborn. That is why we are going to pin our tweets on Radio Biafra London. It will be published on our website, radiobiafra.co. It will also be on our sister website, which is not sister, actually part of us, rblworld.tv. RBL, R for Romeo, B for Bravo, L for Lima. RBL standing for Radio Biafra London. The acronym only, RBL World, RBLworld.tv. I want these tweets published. Everybody must tweet. Everybody must. That is how we reach the world. When you hear people quoting Radio Biafra or talking about things we discuss here, some of them got it via Twitter. They got it via tweet messages. Therefore, you must tweet. I don't understand how somebody can say to me, I want to volunteer to be a soldier. You have not been able to tweet for your country. How can you pick up a rifle and fight for your country? When you have ordinary tweet in the you can do it in your kitchen, in your toilet, in your bedroom. It doesn't, in the car, wherever you are on the train going to work, you can, the least you can do is to hashtag Biafra and tweet. That's the least you can do. The thing about us, as I said before, is we are not consistent. That is the problem also. That is why black people are not great inventors. Even when they invent, they don't have the means or the perseverance to carry it into the market and make something of it. Because there is no patience. If you ask a child to wait, they don't wait anymore. They don't wait. They wait for Hassan Habalagebahano. I want everybody to tweet. Starting from each and every member of the Directorate of State. Every admin that we have. Every national coordinator. Every zonal coordinator. Every treasurer. Every PRO that we have, every financial secretary, regardless of where you are, if you don't have anything to tweet with, go to the nearest internet cafe and tweet. You may not see the effect of what you have done, but it is reverberating all over the world. The world knows we exist. People are waiting, people are listening every blessed day. Nobody will get Biafra for you, but for you. We need to work very hard and together as one indivisible unit. As one indivisible unit to make sure we accomplish this very goal. You must tweet. You have to tweet. Very, very important. You must tweet. Very, very critical. This is Radio Biafra. I was asked to repeat the studio lines and I will do so. For those of you joining us, I'm not saying that so we're going to take more calls this evening because we can't. We've come to the end of the program. The reason why we have to give this is because we've been asked to do so. I will give you the studio numbers here. I will also ask our admins to advertise. We are not as active. When it comes to gossiping, we are more active. When it comes to doing something constructive for Biafra, we are not as active as we should be. We should go out and spread this very gospel for goodness sake. Yoruba won't do it for you now. Are you waiting for CNN? Habrogashi, they hate you. They don't want to talk about you. BBC, if, in fact, they don't hate you. They want you to die off, all of you. It is your response. I said, in all that we do, I find solace in Igbo names of people and places. And in the adage, which they have been offering for thousands of years. If the world have rejected you, rejected Biafrans, you can't reject yourself. That thing they refuse to do, you do it. You go out and you do it yourself. Go out and preach this very gospel. Pick up. If you are a coward, at least, the least you can do is to answer one of your names. Don't write your village. You can even answer Clement if you want to. Set up a Twitter account and tweet. If you keep tweeting and they close that one down, open another one. These are the little sacrifices you're making for your country. There are those who are in training camps right now, prepared to die for their country. What have you done? The least you can do is to tweet. And for those of you asking for those numbers for our studio lines, please, I'll read it out again for you. Because we are in the UK. In the UK, the code for United Kingdom is +44 or 00944 if you're calling from the zoo. 00944. This is only the only people that put 9 after 00 is the zoo. You know animals now. Everything is backwards. 00944, if you're calling from the zoo called Nigeria, 208-133-9976. The other number is 00944-783-130-8376. These are the studio lines here. For people from civilized countries, not from the zoo, it is simply 0044-208-133-9976, 0044-783-130-8376. For those of you who are more accustomed or conversant with the digital age, it is +44-208-133-9976 or +44-783-130-8376. I'm sure that is very, very clear. We were also on Tango and on Viber as well. This is Radio Biafra. We must come to the end of our proceedings this very evening. Wherever you are, we must thank you once again for listening, because to us, Biafra is more than a country. To you and to me, Biafra is our religion. The only way we worship Chukwa Biama in truth and honesty. And we do it on this very glorious platform, Radio Biafra, every morning and every evening, time and circumstance permitting. But of course, because we worship Chukwa Biama, he must be with us. That is the reason why he will bless you. He will bless me. He will bless your family and our family wherever we are on this very planet. The Biafran congregation all over the world, known as families wherever you are, but collectively as the indigenous people of Biafra, Chukwa Biama will abide with each and every one of you, sustain and keep you, nurture and make sure you are all safe and well until we march into Biafra according to his promise. But something more greater than you and I is Biafra, and Chukwa Biama, in his infinite mercy, will bless Biafra. I thank you once again for listening this very evening. Any help you can offer us to make sure our work is smoother, you do so now. Once we commence our march, if you are not a regular donor, we will not take a dime from you. Mark my words. If you don't support us now, anytime we commence our march and people start to try to seek our attention, we will not know you, because we are not like that. We are not Owasurike. We are not here for fundraising. We are here to raise enough funds to do what is required of us. If you can't help us now, we don't need your help in the future. This is Radio Biafra. And from me, from here, this very evening, it is simply good evening.
We shall always remember.